right. What was Alfie cackling about when I came in?
Kinsey. Kinsey apparently had an issue the other night, an emergency. So she called 911.
What happened?
Okay. I was walking home from school, and on the side of the highway, all of a sudden, it's in the shop.
What happened to it?
It's had problems ever since I wrecked it the first time.
How many times have you wrecked it?
I don't know, Chloe.
That's bad.
Wow. All right.
Like two.
Like?
Do you have... What is that noise?
She's moving her microphone.
Do you have insurance?
Yes.
How much is it?
I don't know.
You don't pay for it?
Clearly,
well,
she doesn't.
Well, I do, but I help my mom with it. I don't pay all of it, but I help out some.
I'm sure you are just a joy.
That's what my mom says.
Mm-hmm. Does she say it with the same intonation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a good woman.
You are a little bag of heaven.
All right, so you're walking home from school.
How old are you?
How old are you? 23?
Yes.
All right, so you're walking home from school.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a big white van pull up.
No.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I smell a smell I have never smelt in my entire life. And it lasted for like maybe 7 minutes of me walking.
Can you describe it?
It was, okay, you know like a dead animal smell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, times that by 10 and add like a pungent, almost sting to it. It almost stung your nose and it just hit you in your gut. I was gagging, and I don't gag. Like, it's really hard to make me throw up.
Really?
Oh, man.
Russ.
What a bonus to know.
Oh, no.
That way you don't have to tap her on the forehead.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to puke on you.
Okay, so was it pungent like the stink bombs? The what is that? Sulfur?
Yes, but
rotting carcass and farts.
Yes, but very different. Like it was something. It was something else.
All right,
and
because it was stingy, is that what concerned you?
What concerned me was the nauseous factor to it, because you know how stink bombs will make you kind of nauseated, but
that's the goal.
Well, times that by like
50. Okay, I get it. Exponentially to the exponential power.
Yes.
It's stunk bad.
Yes. So at first I think, okay, it's a dead coyote or a dead animal or something.
Really? Excuse me a second.
It's okay.
I can get a call from the same number. Hello? Yeah? Yes? Yes?
What is it?
What do you need? Well, I'm working right now. I understand. I'm working right now. I just need to know what you need. Okay. All right. It's my birthday. CVS Pharmacy needs some information. Proper. What? I don't, she goes, can I have your birthday? What do you need?
I need your birthday.
That's why I ended the call with my birthday.
Gotcha.
All right, so go ahead. So you're worried about smell, you call 911.
Yes, didn't see anything, like dead animal, nothing. So I go home, I'm contemplating, and something in the back of my head just told me to report it because I let my little imagination...
You smell the smell and you call 911.
Yes, because
Because you called 911, and then?
Then...
See, I'm teaching you how to tell stories.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I'm bad at that. I apologize.
Yeah, you're bad right now, just saying you're bad at it.
What happened after
I
you?
Go now?
What happened after you called 911?
Did she tell the story better the first time?
Yes.
Okay.
About 10 minutes later, I get a call from one of the firemen, and they're there. And he asked me if I'd meet him outside, and I said yes. And so I go over there, and there's about 8 officers and firemen, and there's a fire truck and 3 cop cars, 2 or 3. And he says that the smell is gone, and asked me if I would show them where it was. So I say, yes, I will. So here I am walking down the side of the highway.
Slow down. Was the smell there when you got back?
No.
Okay.
And I'm leading 8 officers down the side of the highway looking for a mysterious stench that is now gone. The police seemed a bit agitated, and I instantly started apologizing. The firemen thought it was awesome. They were having a blast going through the woods. They said they didn't have anything to do that day at that time, so they thanked me for giving them something to do.
All this damn rain.
Yeah.
Even I'm sick of the lazy boy.
Yeah, Alfie figured they were probably just at Wingstop.
The firemen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Like, hey, we got something. All right, finish your wings and we'll go.
So, how did it end?
I'm talking to the lieutenant, and of course I mentioned the show, and he used to listen, and now he's going to start listening again. The other firemen listened. So then we're walking back, and he asks me if I need a ride home. And I was like, no, it's okay. I'm just like right down the street. And I was literally walking distance. And I go, wait a second. It would be really cool if I could ride in the fire truck with you guys. And he had a big old smile and said, come on, get in the truck. And they drove me around in the fire truck and they took me home.
Which part was it that Alfie was cackling at when I walked in?
I love the idea of Kenzie calling 911 and just bawling, oh, it's Kinsey, I'm Kinsey with the Russ Martin Show, and I smell a smell, we just said the police.
That is not how I started it.
I think it was. Give it to me again, Alfie.
I'm Kinsey with the Russ Martin Show, and I smell something, will you please send police in a fire truck? Please.
What does it smell like?
I don't know, but it smells like something, it's exponentially smelly.
Does it smell dangerous?
Yes, please send the FBI, too. It's a secret service, please. I can't sleep in the rest of my show.
Ma'am, could you calm down?
They thanked me and said it's better to be safe than sorry.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Please send help. Send SEAL Team 6. Oh, God.
Would you like snipers?
Yes, as many as you can get me.
Can you describe the smell?
It smells exponential. It's like smells, but with mass. Oh, God, I'm guessing for the rest of my show. Please send in an airstrike.
What city was it you called?
Grand Prairie? Arlington?
Do you know where you live?
She does, but what she's talking about is an area of Arlington, Grand Prairie. It crosses over a little bit.
Got it. What did it say on the trucks?
The police car said Arlington. The truck, I didn't look at. I didn't.
It said police? And fire? Stupid.
Can you say like the police and fire? Because they like the smell. And I'm really scared.
Can you imagine how long, first of all, how long it took her to tell us the story?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get the 911 call.
Yeah.
Well, I'm nervous on air telling a story because I never tell the stories right and you get mad at me. So, of course, I'm flustered. The 911 call was quick and to the point.
How long did it last?
Not long at all. I just said, hey, my name is Kinsey. I smell something really weird. She asked me where. I told her where.
Excuse me, let me get this right. You're reporting stink? Is that correct?
Yes, it's so stinky. Please, it smells like my
bathroom.
It smells like my bathroom, but worse, and it smells like a coyote, and it smells so awful, like some sort of severe stink times math. Please send some Marines. Send the Army and the Navy and the Coast Guard.
That's
serious. Noah by the radio.
Noah?
No weather radio, please. I don't know. Just send Larry Mallory. I'm kidding for the Russ Martin Show if I didn't tell you that. Please bring some Febreze.
This is the best impression I've ever heard.
See if NBC5's Thunder Truck is available.
You play a really good frantic female, Alfie.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Is this from all the years of people screaming at you through their windows?
Oh, yeah. You pick it up pretty quick.
That's pretty solid.
Yes, Rolando.
Yeah. What's up, Bob?
Nothing.
Hey, I'm with Kenzie, man. That they say the smell of death, like a dead person maybe laying around and stuff, that is like 10 times worse than any other smell you ever smelled, man. That's the real talk.
Yes.
But why? What I don't get is why it vanished.
Do what?
I don't get. Kenzie, how many times are you going to hit that mic?
A lot.
Okay, I'm hanging up on him, turning her mic off. Did anybody, I got to turn it back on. Did anybody have any theory on why the smell vanished or what it could have been?
At first, I thought it was an 18-wheeler because right as an 18-wheeler
No, not
passed,
you, the cops.
Well, that's, well, I'm getting to that.
No.
I told them about.
You're fine.
Just 18-wheeler.
Just answer his question.
It was either the.
Okay, so you don't know.
They said it could have been something to do because there's like an oil line or whatever that's called running through there. But it wasn't a gas leak or an oil leak or anything like that. And they said it could possibly be something in the 18-wheeler, but they couldn't think of anything an 18-wheeler would carry that would make that smell. So then they also said it could have been the wind shifted and carried the smell. What am I doing wrong? That's what they said. Oh my gosh. I'm turning my own mic off. You're no fun.
Russ, is it really necessary to hit your head against the window?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. You look like a Garfield on the side of someone's car.
I just did the Garfield thing on Alfie's window.
Nice.
Well, so you've had an exciting day, and you did public service. You didn't ignore it. You were worried about the community safety, and you did a good job, and you got to ride in a fire truck.
Yes.
That's excellent. You're practically a Dalmatian now.
Yay.
I'm surprised they didn't keep you at the fire station.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, this one was meant for us.
And how far did you get to ride in the fire truck?
About 15 feet.
Damn it, really?
So basically, you could have walked from the back of the fire truck to the front and been home.
Yeah. I said, even though I'm close, would that be okay? And they said, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know they thought she was special needs. Oh, this poor young thing smelled something. Let's all make her day. Everyone. Got it?
In fact,
she smelled something. You say you smell it, too.
All right, everybody, pull your boots off. We're starting collecting money for this trip.
It's now MDA and Kinsey.
I really hope they're listening right now.
And whatever.
Did you have a wheelchair or a walker or anything, little girl?
Oh, she's just got extreme olfactory skills.
It's what Rolando said. That's what was running through my head.
And that's why there was such a huge response. Because
yeah.
I thought, clearly this person must smell a body. We all need to come out and take a look.
And the fact that it was gone shocked me.
And then by the end of it, they're thinking she's special needs. We need to take up a collection. She probably smelled her own fart.
No.
Did it smell like a skunk at all?
No, not at all.
Okay.
It was something I've never smelled before.
I understand.
Oh my gosh, Russ. It was literally like the most nauseating and gut-wrenching, just this sting of like rotten eggs and throw up and farts and...
You know what? I may join you.
Rotting meat.
Plenty of room.
And sewage.
Okay.
Like what the inside of a toilet would smell like times 100 farts.
See, doesn't it help, Dan?
It actually does.
Because you can't hear... Because of the pounding.
Yeah, it's the thumping.
Mm-hmm.
It's the strong vibration. Ow. That sign's wood.
You know, the way she describes it, Dan, you've never worked fast food.
Mm-mm.
You would have to.
I know the smell you're going to say, though.
Yeah. When they empty the grease traps.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at Wendy's.
That is something.
That's a stench that's. There is no description. I'm not even going to waste time.
Nope.
Although it was like stingy.
It was like a bajillion hard-boiled bad eggs.
Can I tell you what kind of 18-wheeler it was so maybe
Hang
you can
on.
Pinpoint what
Let
was
Let me assume
in
the
it?
Position.
All right, go.
Okay. It was one of those 18-wheelers. Oh, boy. that, okay, it was like, it was at the sides were at an angle like this. You know, like the 18-wheelers that carry like big rocks and stuff and they have the tarp over it that makes it look lumpy on the top? It was one of those. It had a tarp over the top.
Seriously.
It was covered in a tarp.
Okay, it was an 18-wheeler.
big truck.
But not the kind Jim Adler stands on. It had a tarp over it and had a bunch of things inside the back.
My guess is it was probably one of those grease collection trucks.
Yeah. I actually got
because that's a stench worse than all the grunt you can imagine and the farts and throwing in a landfill.
Yes. It actually worked
with
out.
A commode and a bird cage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a washer. It actually worked out today. I was behind a waste truck.
Is my forehead red? Yours is.
Yeah. We're both pretty stupid. But yeah, I was behind a waste truck, and I was pulling out of my neighborhood. I was like, why do I smell poop? And then I look up ahead and I see this big truck, and it just says waste. I'm like, oh god, it's the damn poop truck.
Oh, one more description.
No.
But to bring it back to the grease trap thing. A grease trap smelled worse than a poop truck.
And I don't get what it is. I don't know what it is about the grease after it sets. It's just, it's foul.
Outside the loon, when you could park on the side of the building where theirs was.
The club.
Yeah, the old bar in Dallas, yeah. And when it was opened, you knew it.
Yeah, we didn't operate the drive-through or anything when the grease truck was there. Most of the time, they would come early in the morning before, you know, customers, because
yeah.
It's a big truck.
It's also kind of a turnoff.
Yeah.
Hey, eat here.
No. I'm calling the law.
I think it's time for a salad.
You want a break here?
Yes.
Great story.
Thank you. Oh, wait. It also smells.
Oh.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:33, first check on traffic. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagles traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's start off with Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at Basswood Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the shoulder right there at the exit. Traffic goes back to Keller Hicks. And Carrollton southbound on the bush right at Sandy Lake. Got an accident blocking the two right lane. Traffic there is back to Royal Lane. And finally, in Irving, eastbound 114 right at the Beltline. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there. Backed up back from Esther's. All the idiots going westbound are staring at it. They have you backed up back from around the bush. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Live from the Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, chief reader of other people's weather reports, Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld Thunderstrike Severe Storm Tracker Hyper Tablet 5 Billion Series 4 Mark 12 2.5.
That's right. Eagle weather right here, see? Yeah. Eagle weather brought to you by Lowe's. Tonight, cloudy and 56. Tomorrow, showers and a high of 64. Right now, 56 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Now, Alfie got Chris Ryan to cut a few versions. As the one that mentions when the weather is sponsored by the Staples Weather Center.
Okay, very nice.
You have that one.
I love those.
Live from the Staples Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, chief reader of other people's weather reports, Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld Thunderstrike Severe Storm Tracker Hyper Tablet 5 Billion Series 4 Mark 12 to King Point 5.
Is it weird if we have Chris, our midday guy, do everything on the station voice-wise? Because I'm down with it.
Do you mean the entire station?
Yeah. Like, I mean, we still do our thing, but, you know, using all the bumpers, everything at the station has another voice guy for.
They like continuity, and maybe because, you know, Chris would be voicing his own bumpers, or, hey, it's me.
I'll be back.
And then there was one last version.
Live from the Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, Chief Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld thunder strikes.
Man. Man, you'd think he'd, you know, he'd be more careful.
You the chief, Dan?
Yeah. And you in your center. It didn't work out perfectly, but it's not a bad bleep job.
No.
Live from the Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, Chief Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld thunder.
Okay. So, we get all that down.
All right.
Kenzie's told her story. Alfie is gone on line two. Does he know that, or is he theorizing?
He's theorizing.
No, I don't care that. He's still trying to guess what the smell was.
Oh, well.
Something smelly.
It's true.
That was in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email from a listener. I want to tell this a lot quicker than he wrote it, because it kind of rambles.
Okay.
He was listening to us on iHeart during the show yesterday at a certain point. He's got his earbuds in, goes into the grocery store, shops for about a half an hour, comes back out. There are 15 squad cars up front.
Oh.
He's going, what happened? They said, somebody was in here with a gun holding everybody up.
Oh, my God.
He goes, there I am, just pushing my shopping cart around, figuring out which cereal to get.
He's one of those extras in a movie as everything's happening around him. Yeah, with his headphones in. My God. Unplug, people.
Well, he's in the grocery store. What's he need to... I find that less offensive than somebody walking around talking on their phone.
Oh, I agree with you there. But just, again, situational awareness. I would like to know if where I am is being held up by somebody.
Hey, what happened?
Not whether or not this new Deftones song is, you know, a hit.
Well, he was listening to us.
That I appreciate.
What are laughing meteors crashing in?
Yeah. This is so the world ending behind him. The four horsemen are in the next aisle getting yogurt.
Sure, it looked like some kind of scene out of Naked Gun where, you know, things were exploding behind Leslie Nielsen.
Exactly.
And he just gives that look of, and goes on. The one scene where he didn't put his car in park and the car his own car passes him and he shoots at it.
Yeah.
And then he sort of recognizes, it's like, then he just goes in.
Back to what I'm doing. Damn. What happened?
The only thing I left out is he said when he walked in, he noticed a SUV parked in the fire zone. I thought it was strange and just ignored it because he thought people do that all the time, just park it there and go in.
Yeah, yeah, people are a-holes like that.
Went inside for about 30 minutes. When I came out the parking lot, had 15 to 20 squad police cars. I didn't know this, but while I was listening to your show, somebody was holding up everybody in the grocery store with a gun.
The scary thing is, what if he could have just walked right past the whole situation, not even realized it?
Which guy?
The guy with the earbuds in could have walked past the robber.
He walked past everything. And, oh.
I mean, during it. I'm like, oh, no, salsa. Tortillas. This is a rifle.
It's a nice gun.
That's a hell of an end cap display. All right, I'll get some chips.
Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. Actually, speaking of parking the wrong spot, there's a story that goes along with that. 1 second. Here it is. Ashley Brady. She lost her leg in 2014. Although she's learned to walk again with a prosthetic limb, even up 3 flights of stairs at her apartment complex, moving around on ice proved to be a challenge over the winter. Her apartment complex created a designated parking spot for her close to the building. She got her spot Thursday, March 12th. By Saturday, one of her neighbors was parking in it. So she wrote a note, left it on the car, saying, she said, I was stern and confident in what I was saying, just letting her know she doesn't know what it's like to walk around without your own leg. In return, a note was put on her car from the person parking in her spot, saying, hey, handicap, first, never place your hands on my car again. Second, honey, you ain't the only one with struggles.
Let me see that.
You want to do it?
Where's the...
It's at the bottom, below the photo.
No offense.
No. You do this. This is your territory.
Hey, handicap.
Mm-hmm.
First, never place your hands on my car again. Second, honey, you ain't the only one with struggles. You want pity? Go to a one-leg support group. You messed with the wrong one. I don't care what your note said. Shove it. Touch my car again. I'm going to file a report, and I'm not playing around. I'm going to let the office know to cry baby one leg if they touch my car again. I'll give you something new to cry about. And I'm walking away with both my legs.
Oh, no.
Then it says expletive.
Bitch. No. I know, it sounds funny when you say it, and it makes me feel a bit better, but that was a real note that someone left on her car. And that goes...
they didn't give her no... They gave her a handicapped spot, but they couldn't give her a prosthetic leg?
Well, no, she has a prosthetic leg.
Oh.
But it's still hard to, you know, to walk around when you're having to go on ice and everything. So her apartments gave her, you know, a handicapped spot. And then some bitch parks in it. Think, oh, that's for me.
Let them park in it again. It's pricey to get a car out of the pound.
Yeah.
Ooh. I was moving. I think in the 80s. Used my dad's truck, moving to an apartment complex, parked right out front of the sidewalk. Flashers. The truck's full of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hauling up the stairs. Luckily, I picked the third level.
Yeah, of course.
I come back down. Truck's gone.
Oh.
What?
Well, it's fire lane.
Oh, God.
Like, well, you knew somebody was moving in. You took the truck with my furniture in it.
Right.
And had, my wallet was still in the truck. And, of course, I had the keys, but it didn't do me any good because there was nothing to drive. So I couldn't. I had to call my dad. Hey, your truck's in the pound.
Let me guess. He was thrilled.
I think Mark came. Somebody had to take me and bring some cash because they said, my wallet's in the truck to pay you. You can't go back there.
Yep.
Well. Luckily, Mark brought enough cash. Otherwise, we'd been in a standstill. What do you want me to do? I can't do anything. Wallet's in the truck. Should have parked in the fire lane.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, the toll places are basically just legal ransom money.
They won't let you get your wallet out of the car that they towed?
They won't let you in the back to get it. And they don't have the keys to get in the car or the truck.
That's ridiculous. Continue.
No, I was done. I just was shocked that you asked me. Oh, did you go and get the wallet out of the truck? I just told you they wouldn't let me back there.
I didn't ask that. I said they won't let you. Like,
I just
they won't
said
allow.
That.
Why
would I make that up?
Because I didn't know tow truck places didn't allow you to get your wallet
well,
to pay for
Well, now you do.
The...
Do you have to question everything that you learn in life?
Yeah, it sounded...
She's questioning it because Kenzie's never had a car towed.
I have.
You had a tow, yes. But just away from accidents.
Baja, everyone give him knuckles.
All right, that's good. Well, that's a good job.
Thanks, Alvin.
Knuckles all around.
That actually is how it works. Because when you get your car towed, they do not like to let you back anywhere. They just want the money.
Well, my guess is they're worried there's a concealed weapon in the vehicle and you're going to get it and you go, now let me out.
Yeah. So I had an ex of mine. She had her car towed at a place that was in a parking lot across the street from a bar. And the valet guys had told everyone they could park there. Then here comes the tow company with like three trucks just pulling cars left and right. I was able to get my car out right before they hitched it up.
Were there signs?
Yeah. But the valets of the club we were going to said, yes, you can park there. We have a deal with the owner.
Sure, you can park over there. Tight ass.
No, valets were parking cars in there.
Oh, they were doing it as well?
Yes.
Oh.
So it ended up being kind of a big nightmare. But then the next day, that night, trying to get the car out of the pound and trying to tell them, you stole our car. Well, you have to pay the $300 to get it out. The owners of the bar are the ones you need to talk to. They told everyone to park there. And there's like 10 people at the tow place trying to tell the tow place.
How was it resolved?
We gave them money, and then we had to go back to the club to get reimbursed.
Oh.
So the club ended up eating it, but obviously just a massive inconvenience for everyone.
Well, I'm sure if the towing company wanted to keep that contract, they probably refunded the club.
Well, it turns out that the club had some sort of handshake agreement with the owner of the place.
And nobody bothered to tell the towing company.
I guess so.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just a nightmare trying to get a car out.
But at least when you go to get it out, they're friendly.
You know, yeah, you really just, they sit behind bulletproof glass and it's totally unnecessary.
What?
Can I get my car? It was towed last night.
What kind of car is it?
It's a Silverado.
Hang on. What?
You towed my car? We just talked.
Are you here to get a car?
The Silverado, the truck.
All right.
You towed it last night.
Hold on.
Did you find the truck?
What?
The truck, the Silverado, the one that you seriously don't remember me?
Let me call it back. You know the phone number in the back?
How would I know the phone number in the back? I don't work here. I just got here.
Hey, help me help you. Do you know the number in the back or not?
No, I don't.
All right, we found it.
Okay, great.
You got a fire extinguisher?
No. Why? Hey, wait. Why do I need a fire extinguisher? Ain't got no fire extinguisher.
Go ahead and pick it up. It's free.
How is it free?
And by the way, it was like that when we picked it up.
If I could just crawl through this glass.
All right, you're going to be like that. I'll talk to you through the speaker.
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, no.
Have you been here before?
Mm.
How many cars have we towed of yours?
Just the one.
Oh, that's right. I'll go get it. Hang on, Smokey.
Thank you.
Been on fire for 3 days?
We tried putting it out. Even put it up on the rack, try and spray the bottom side of it. The truck fell off the rack. You may need some new pinstriping.
Okay. Yeah, we got time. You got audio you want to get to?
Yeah, I got a couple things. Speaking of crazy folk, cut number 7. Former Senator Rick Santorum was in Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday. He was there speaking at the South Carolina National Security Action Summit. Mm, sounds important. And he decided to not do something smart. He stopped to answer some questions, and this is when a retired school teacher, Virginia, decided to ask him a very long question.
Why is the Congress rolling over and letting this communist dictator destroy my country? Y'all know what he is, and I know what he is. I want him out of the White House. He's not a citizen. He could have been removed a long time ago. I don't think the country will be around for the next election. Obama tried to blow up a nuke in Charleston a few months ago, and the three...
Tried to blow up a nuke in Charleston?
That's what she says. I'm sure she...
What?
I'm sure she saw that on her Facebook news feed somewhere.
...ago, and the three admirals and generals, he has totally destroyed our military. He's fired all the generals and all the admirals that said they wouldn't fire on the American people if you ask them to do so.
Ma'am.
If he wanted to take the guns away from them.
Ma'am.
This man is a communist dictator. Yeah. We need him out of that White House now.
That's the much shortened version. Her question was actually like 2 minutes. At least that was the full link that I saw.
But the thrust of the question was, why do you guys allow him to keep going into the White House?
Yes. Why is he still our president? Why has he not been removed?
Is Santorum, did you say former?
He's a former senator.
So he's not even in the government.
He's got no pull right now.
The only reason I remember that, didn't he run for president?
He did.
Okay.
Super, super, super buttoned up, tight butt conservative. Like, probably no drinking, no dancing, no laughing, no smiling whatsoever.
Why don't you just shut her down in the beginning? Man, that's none of my business. I don't control the White House. Thank you. Well, that man crazy. Tried to blow up Charleston, North Carolina. All of it.
To me?
Probably got no family there.
This woman is actually a phenomenal representative of how so many people in this country actually think. They really think that about the president.
And, you know, Donald Trump doesn't help.
No. A lot of the talking points that come from the right help shape this narrative, and then people actually swallow it and believe it, and reinforcing the reason that they put it out there in the first place.
It's like you watch the news one day, and then you never watched it again. So maybe you saw Donald Trump on the news. Well, I want his birth certificate. I don't think he was born here.
And you know what? You know how entirely stupid that is? First of all, yes, you do. It's kind of rhetorical. But it takes away from all the actual bad stuff that he's done or is doing. So if it's sort of like throwing up a smokescreen about this birth certificate stuff, when that's not going to get him out of the White House and it's not going to change any of the policies that so many people hate. Why don't you focus on the stuff he's actually done bad?
And the fact that he was reelected, obviously, most Americans believe he was born on a territory or Hawaii or what, I guess Hawaii. How old is he?
President?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Alfie, do you know?
Around 50?
I'm looking it up.
I think he's close
Hawaii,
to aging you.
Hawaii was a territory before it was a state.
Yeah, but yeah.
Because we didn't add Hawaii till, was it 58?
I'm not sure.
I got to be close.
I think so.
Well, it obviously was a territory because Pearl Harbor is there.
Right.
He was born in...
We would just put it in the middle of nowhere. Hey, this looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Put a military installation here. Japs will never find her.
Oops.
What, Alfie?
He was born August 4th, 61. He is 53.
All right. I'm done.
Why are you done?
The fact that I'm now older than the president.
He was a young president when he got into office. It's not an indictment on you and your age.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, it's not. Not an
indictment. But, Alfie, wasn't it 58 we added Hawaii?
I believe you're right.
Okay.
But his mother was a U.S. citizen. That's what counts. Doesn't matter where he's born. He just has the option to be a citizen of where he is born in addition to being a U.S. citizen.
I want to know why you people... Ma'am, I don't work there anymore.
Why is the Congress rolling over and letting this communist dictator destroy my country? Y'all know what he is, and I know what he is. I want him...
Say it.
I was wondering if you'd have that thought.
Well, she could mean... She just called him a communist.
So yeah.
She could have meant that.
Or fraud or so many other bad things, but still.
Or a combination of the word communist and the other one.
Ooh.
And that one's easy to piece together.
It is.
Wow.
See? Don't you? Kinsey's a litmus test.
If she got it.
Destroying my country. Y'all know what he is, and I know what he is. I want him out of the White House. He's not a citizen. He could have been removed a long time ago. I don't think.
It sounded like she was going into a Dave Dudley song. long time ago. 6 days on the road.
What? He's not a citizen. He could have been removed a long time ago.
And don't you think, and I don't know why I'm talking back and forth to audio.
It's what you do.
Don't you think, and I don't know why I'm asking this, with the Republicans, if there was really a legal way to get him out, they would have pursued it?
Mm-hmm.
They've talked about a bunch of different things, including impeachment.
And then it got so bad, we're having to play with the semantics of a birth certificate versus certificate of live birth.
Well, I don't really do South North Carolina. That certificate of birth,
mm-hmm.
that don't count.
Why not?
It's got to be a birth certificate.
So you're saying the preposition makes it just void?
The way it's phrased.
That seems odd. Does that mean I'm not a citizen?
Do you have a birth certificate?
I have a certificate of live birth.
Was that a birth certificate?
So I thought until you people came around and said I'm not legitimate.
Well, I think it makes a big difference. Birth certificate of birth. It does it sound as nasty if I call you hole of an ass?
It actually sounds classier.
Thank you. That is my point. By the way, how come there ain't no smoking out here?
And it was because of all this birther mess that the last time I had to go redo my passport or whatever, and I needed my birth certificate, and I pulled it out and realized, son of a bitch, I don't have a birth certificate. Mine, because I'm adopted, certificate of live birth. So based on the thinking of a lot of these idiots, that makes me not a real citizen.
Well, if you ain't got no birth certificate, you don't belong here.
No, I don't, do I? Well, I guess that makes me a free agent. All right. Come on, countries, line up.
What are all these crimes? That he's perpetrated against this country. Nothing seems to stick to him. He's like a Teflon Obama. Sorry.
Well, if he's not a citizen, then whatever law you say he broke of this country, he can claim ignorance. Say, look, it's legal in Kenya.
Plus, it's too late. Well, you're not a citizen, so we're going to have to deport you. Yeah, well, I'll just whoop up an executive orders for me, signed by me.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite pastime. Look. Ooh, it's Tuesday. Executive order Tuesday. Yay.
I'll just write my own birth certificate right now and sign it. President of the United States.
That's right. And then after that, I'm going to outlaw all of Jim Boehner's favorite cigarettes. Just to mess with him.
Who's Jim Boehner?
The Speaker of the House.
John Boehner?
John Boehner, that guy. I didn't call him Boehner. Don't quit looking at me like that.
I know. I'm just afraid that things are soaking into you from me through osmosis.
John Boehner, Jim Boehner, whatever.
You wanted to do what to Boehner?
I think it actually would be hysterical because he smokes. It's one of the reasons he was on Letterman or something, and they asked him, why don't you run for president? He's like, well, I like to drink wine and I like to smoke. He's like, you can't do those things to become president. So if I was the president and he pissed me off, I'd be like, you know what? You know what needs to go bye-bye? You like Marlboro Reds? Mm-mm. Illegal. The ATF just scoop all those up. Now everyone's required to smoke Winston's.
Could I get rid of your favorite brand?
Mm-hmm.
And?
I had to hit the delay on that one. But I am. Boehner cigarettes go away. And I'm going to kick Donald Trump right in his
I'm going to make you smoke Camel Crushes afterwards.
Here's some camels I bought. Do those come with filters or not?
Both.
Yeah.
But yeah, they come with filters.
Well, I broke the filters off anyway.
A la Jay Walker from CBS.
You got a raw dog, you going to smoke around me.
That was true, man. He pulled out his Camel, full flavor. Pop that filter right off and get to town.
Blow me while I smoke.
Yeah, Jay Walker, one of our old engineers, like to have a lot of things done to him while he smoked. Or while he crapped.
Ugh, yuck.
Hey, Mama, I'm on the commode. Blow time. You complain you don't get enough sex? Let's go. Hurry, I'm between loads.
That explains why he gave the transmitter the nickname Blumpkin.
He did? All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
407. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Let's start off in Dallas. Northbound 45, right at Lamar. Got an accident there. That has traffic completely stopped all the way back from Loop 12 and Ledbetter. About a 40-minute delay through that. Good luck. In Richardson, northbound 75, just after Arapahoe, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Bryan, Live Oak. So basically, from Loop 12 and Ledbetter to Arapahoe, 45-75 is just jacked. Have fun with that. Into Carrollton, southbound on the bush, right at Sandy Lake, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Royal Lane. In Irving, eastbound 114, right at Beltline, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Esters. All the idiots going west are still staring at it like a bunch of morons. They have you backed up back from the bush. Finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Basswood Boulevard, got an accident blocking the shoulder of the exit. Traffic there is backed up back from Keller Hicks. Listen to Cindy Skull Monday morning at 7:25 for the announcement of the BFD 2015 lineup. Details will be online at KEGL.com. Shortly thereafter, I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Live from the Staples Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, chief reader of other people's weather reports, Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld Thunderstrike Severe Storm Tracker Hyper Tablet 5 Billion Series 4 Mark 12 to King Point 5.
Eagle weather brought to you by Lowe's. Cloudy tonight, 56 for a low. Then tomorrow, showers and a high of 64. At least that's what Delkus is saying. Right now, 56 degrees. The 97.1 the Eagle.
I am Luke Bryan. Hi. I once gave Roy Clark a plate job on a Roy Clark plate. K-E-G-L.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay. You got other audio? You want to go back and visit that retard from North or South Carolina?
You can go back and revisit her. I have a couple other pieces of audio if you want.
The only problem is there's no way to get any answers because we can't. Did she talk to the local news media?
Not that I've seen. This is just, I didn't even get a look at her. The video was just basically a still shot on former Senator Rick Santorum, and she's out of the shot, off screen, just asking away.
While Santorum goes,
"That's pretty close." I think in about a minute and a half, he looked around as if to be like, am I going to get to talk?
Is somebody going to, isn't somebody supposed to grab her or something? I know I don't work with the government, but somebody.
I think it's one of those times where Rick Santorum was probably listening, looking at her, thinking, man, she really absorbed everything we put out there. She did not miss one morsel.
I bet her husband looks forward to coming home Friday nights.
Oh, Lord.
Ooh.
Guess who's still in the White House?
Oh, God.
Why is the Congress rolling over and letting this communist dictator destroy my country? Y'all know what he is, and I know what he is. I want him out of the White House. He's not a citizen. He could have been removed a long time ago. I don't think the country will be around for the next election. Obama tried to blow up.
I know what she sounds like, a Southern televangelist.
Yes, very good.
Long time ago, Jesus said.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Get that man out of the White House, he's praise mad. God.
Oh, praise his name.
Isn't that right, Barn?
Yep.
Sorry, sounded like Andy Griffith to me. Good cracker.
Removed a long time ago. I don't think the country will be around for the next election. Obama tried to blow up a nuke in Charleston a few months ago, and the three admirals and generals, he has totally...
He's crazy. He's just crazy. He likes to blow up things with nukes. Get that nuker out of the White House.
Destroyed our military. He's fired all the generals and all the admirals that said they wouldn't fire on the American people if you ask them to do so if he wanted to take the gun.
Where the hell did that story come from?
I was trying to look up the other thing. What'd you say?
I can back it up.
Yeah.
Long time ago. I don't think the country will be around for the next election. Obama tried to blow up a nuke in Charleston a few months ago, and the three admirals and generals, he has totally destroyed our military. He's fired all the generals and all the admirals that said they wouldn't fire on the American people if you ask them to do so if he wanted to take the guns away from them. Man. This man is a communist dictator. We need him out of that White House now.
Yeah. Anything comes up with Charleston? And threats, bombings.
Obama ousts top officers after nuke explodes in ocean instead of Charleston. Dated October 12th, 2013, by Sorcha Fall, as reported to her Western subscribers.
It's a blog?
On the website, whatdoesitmean.com.
What does it mean?
I don't know. At least right now they haven't answered that, but they're focusing on this.
Why was that not in the news?
I guess because he owns the media.
Yeah. What does oust mean? What do you think it means?
Like, I thought you were giving me a hint, Dan.
No, I'm just
like
looking
oust,
at
oust, like shunned, sort of, but oust? I don't know.
I want him ousted. Is that what she says?
Mm-hmm.
Out?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he ousted who did he oust?
Top officers after a nuke explodes in ocean instead of Charleston.
Ousted all of them right in the ass. Isn't that right, Barn?
Mm-hmm. A shocking new Maine intelligence...
He's crazy. He's just running around throwing nukes at people like Ernest T. Bass and Bricks. Isn't that right, Barn?
Uh-huh. Shocking new Maine Intelligence Directorate, GRU, report circulating in the Kremlin today states that President Obama, while in a rage, ousted four of the United States' top-ranking military officers after they refused to detonate a nuclear device in or near Charleston, South Carolina, and it instead exploded off the Atlantic coast.
What?
Could this possibly have been supposed to be a controlled? I'm playing her side. A controlled test, an atmospheric test. Why they would pick? Well, if that chick's from Charleston, I know why they probably picked that area.
Yeah.
What's radiation gonna do to her? You can't find any other media outlet that's reported on it.
Not yet. That's okay. That was the first thing that popped up when I typed in Charlotte nuclear bomb.
It's like this chick just reads the Weekly World News or The Onion.
The other thing, yes, and it's actually worse than that because on the sidebar of that page that I clicked on, it's a link to Alex Jones's website, which is really good at putting this crap out.
Possibly she listens to Alex Jones.
I think she reads his website.
How is it you missed all the verification that he was born here and the fact that it was, you know, if Trump accepted it, that should have been enough.
Yeah, even he had to eventually say, all right, fine.
But the people that tried to pull copies of the birth certificate and go, okay, well, this has been photoshopped. You can tell, you can see the pixelization here, and that's highly indicative of messing with the certificate of birth. If you scratch on it real hard, you can see Kanye and communist.
Yes. Yeah, I guess, yeah. That's what happens. You're born in Kenya. You're automatically born into the Communist Party.
Well, he certainly don't look Hawaiian, does he, born?
The other thing that pops up with the Charlotte nuclear bomb is we actually talked about it last year. The U.S. government, the Pentagon, almost nuked North Carolina at the height of the Cold War just 3 days after JFK's inauguration. Two atom bombs dropped after a B-52 bomber fell apart in midair.
It wasn't intentional.
No, and this was back after JFK. One went through almost every single stage of the detonation sequence, even sending a charge to the nuclear core before failing to detonate.
I remember that we talked about that, and it was like...
There's like four steps.
This could be an exaggeration. It was like a $2 final safety...
it's like a fuse or a switch.
Something.
Yeah.
That kept it from detonating. $2. Got to be wrong.
Actually, I think that's right. Because it was part of a book that a guy released last year. Or 2 years ago, maybe.
I'm not sure. I may have seen a documentary on that on Netflix.
I think... Actually, yeah, I think you did. Because we read the story, and then I think you also had seen, not long after that, the documentary.
Maybe that's where I got the $2. I don't know. So it sounds like she's confusing stories.
Mm-hmm.
I also remember the time that he attacked Pearl Harbor.
President Obama?
Yeah.
My God, that's awesome.
Flying with them Japanese.
He was inside guy in Hawaii.
Probably listening to the vapors too much. Turning Japanese. I really think so.
It's going to happen again, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's going to get weird.
Anybody get any complaints about the show yesterday?
No, actually, I got the opposite. I got a couple of emails, people saying that
during
they
during that segment that was random, even for this entity.
That's funny you said that one segment.
Yeah. Did it last more than one?
Oh, there was like three of them. It was like an hour and a half straight of just, had to keep your head on a swivel, and you still couldn't keep up.
Yeah, I got emails and texts from people I haven't heard from in years, going, who in the hell is Rusty? And I was like, oh, that's right. I saw him a year and a half ago. Saying, man, that was great.
I know we went off on a tear with the tectonic plates and the earthquakes. That seemed to start it.
Yes.
And where it went, I couldn't tell. And I even cut up the show last night to put on RussMartin.fm. I have no idea. Normally, I don't listen to the show. Mm-hmm. I just look for the bumpers. It's like, I done heard that.
Right.
And plus, if it was stupid, I don't want to remember it.
I was doing the same thing last night because I just, segment to segment, I don't listen to the guts of it, the actual stuff we said, especially yesterday because I didn't want to get sucked back in. It was hard enough the first time.
I have no clue. I know plates, earthquakes, somehow core of the earth, the rock falling into it.
And part of it was Rodney's fault because you got him on the phone to ask him about property values in Irving because of the earthquakes. And then it just went downhill.
Well, it's my fault for calling him.
So if you want to blame anybody.
Okay. You want to start news? You got more audio.
I got some more audio if you want. This doesn't happen very often that a real, true professional band has a screw up. Cut number five. Maroon 5 was in Toronto Monday night, and they had some sound issues, and Adam Levine was just not pleased.
Our first album came out in 2002. Not one time in the history of our band's career that I can barely even believe exists. Not one time has the PA failed. Not one time. Until tonight.
Wait, did you just throw the mic down?
Yeah, he explains.
Oh. Because it sounded like one of those sexual chocolate moments.
Mm-hmm. In my flustered state, I might have thrown my microphone on the ground, and then it might have bounced off of the ground into poor sweet Stephanie's face.
Who's Stephanie?
Some chick in the front row.
How do you know her name?
He explains.
Oh.
And when I was trying to get everybody to pay attention, it was because I felt so utterly terrible that I had perhaps wounded this young man. So I brought her upstage, ran a little distraction so we could get her together. She is now enjoying the concert from the side of the stage as she should be. What we're going to do is, we're going to just pretend that none of that happened.
No, you don't. Mm-mm. Well, yeah. Why? Because she got to go on stage?
Yes. Well, because she got to hug him, it sounded like.
I'm sure
you know the reason he brought her on stage.
Yeah.
Okay, I missed something.
He's going to get sued. Oh. I don't know how hard it hit her in the face.
Hard enough for him to feel like, oh, my God, lawsuit, get this chick on stage. Uh-huh. Give her a hug, give her a towel, and I will do anything she wants with my tongue.
And here's my guitar.
Mm-hmm. I will scrape this tattoo off my arm and give it to you.
Would you like me to have Vince Neil jump over the soundboard and punch the sound guy? Because he does that.
Yeah, he's good, yeah. It's happened before. It will happen again.
I didn't catch that.
What? When you hit somebody with something, there's always a potential.
Yeah.
Especially with the way people are nowadays. If you breathe on somebody wrong, you got to just expect to get sued.
That's why we stopped using the t-shirt cannon, right?
Yes.
Only because, yeah, you know what a t-shirt cannon is?
Mm-hmm.
You see them, I guess, I don't know if they still use them at games or not.
Yeah, they'll still use them at Mavs games, Stars games, Rangers, all that.
But we would use them, and adults would trample kids trying to get to the t-shirts. So the liability just got too great. Like, all right. Either we eliminate all the adults and just have kids because we can trust them.
Yeah. How sad is that?
Wasn't it sitting out the other day?
Yeah. We have two awesome prize cannons we can do nothing with.
Well, we can.
Well, we.
Yeah. Because
what are they powered by?
I think compressed air.
Well, why don't we have them in here? Or if nothing else, why aren't they attached to my car?
Oh, that's good. Before they attach them to his car, can we get a puff to clean out my keyboard?
What? Where do they stay?
They're in a storage on the parking level 4.
Want to get some compressed air.
Okay.
Then we'll play with it next week.
Mm-hmm.
How big is the thing? Could we get Kenzie into it?
No, actually, they're pretty compact.
She's disappointed.
Because I saw the case, and I said, what's in there? And you said, the prize cannon. Well, why do we have one if we don't use it?
Yeah.
How long have they had them?
I don't even know. They didn't even know they had them.
Could it be the same one that you had back when you guys were the Eagle the first time?
Oh, no. Because I think we had...
That one actually shot flames.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That was, like, I think the second one ever made. It was like, really, no exaggeration, 7-8 feet long.
Oh, it's a damn bazooka.
It was.
I think put that thing on the front of a tank.
It was military supply stuff.
That's yeah. Awesome. We had to attach it with a turret onto the back of the Hummer.
It looked cool.
I'm not gonna lie. My radio stiffy's good and hard. Because we never had anything like that when I was doing promotions. At ZPS, we didn't have the t-shirt cannon. At KVIL, we didn't have anything like that. We instead...
I just thought of something. What? You know why we don't use those t-shirt cannons?
Why? Man, that does sting.
Now, that's probably mostly just funny to us.
Mm-hmm.
But even Kenzie got it.
No shirts.
Yeah.
That also
if
explains...
If shirts were legs, we'd be the Lieutenant Dan of radio stations.
That's right.
You ain't got no shirts, Lieutenant Dan.
That also explains why Chloe had to explain to everybody what that particular thing was, because they had never seen it.
Oh, yeah, they're like, what is that?
A T-what?
A what cannon?
You shoot dinosaurs out of it?
Yeah, I believe that.
T-Rex?
Yeah.
Because I've never seen a T... Is it a garment?
Careful. Don't say it too many times in a row or in front of a mirror. One may show up.
You know what?
I like it when I don't have to finish sentences.
Yeah.
I may just buy 1,000 shirts myself. Give them to you guys when you go out to do appearances. Because normally Alfie has to steal everything from everybody because, for whatever reason, they just can't seem to... Maybe I'll talk to... No, I don't like doing that. I was going to say, talk to Mr. Pittman when he comes to Dallas.
Oh, about T-shirts? I'm sure he'd love to micromanage T-shirts.
Hey, I know you're the creator of MTV and you're the president CEO of Clear Channel, but...
And you got a tequila company to run.
Couldn't we get maybe 300-400 koozies? T-shirts, bumper stickers, you know, radio station stuff. Things radio stations have, they give away. What do you think there, Chief Slick?
Yeah. That would be kind of awkward, because you said he may be coming to Dallas?
No, he is, for whatever reason. Maybe he's, I don't know.
Wouldn't it be awkward if, you know, he looked around and said, oh, it's a nice building, and then you went up to him and said, I'd give you an Eagle shirt, but...
But...
Yeah. Hand to God, I wear my Russ Martin Show t-shirt that we had back at CBS that says Live 105.3 on it, and I just put duct tape over it and put 97.1. Swear.
I got a Live 105.3 keychain.
I always giggle when somebody asks for a t-shirt.
I ask him, which movie would you like?
Yeah.
I think I still have a few movie t-shirts from Nicolas Cage's The Family Man from, you know, like 2001.
I got a whole box full of Clerks and the movie Paramedics t-shirts. You want those?
You have Clerks shirts?
I knew
oh,
she was
my God.
Do
she's excited.
I have no shirts.
It was also sad the day that Swiss Cheese came up here and gave us all Dallas Police Department shirts.
We had nothing to.
I couldn't even give him an Eagle shirt. I think I gave him a Mix 102.9 pin.
I think Kiss FM has jackets.
What?
We have to keep reusing banners from appearances because those aren't free. Yeah, you're right. That 6x6 piece of plastic was, what, 3 cents?
Yeah.
Oh, and
we're talking about 12 square feet.
And I actually saw Kiss FM banners on the way to work yesterday at a place where they were at previously in the week.
So they just left them there?
They just left them like, oh, we got tons more. I'll leave them up. I don't even need these.
We haven't had banners in at least, I know of, at least six months.
We don't have banners either?
Nope.
Why is it the one thing that we sell advertising, it's one thing we sell, we don't believe in it?
Freaky, right?
Shouldn't you advertise yourself? No, it's useless. It's a waste of money, unless you spend it on radio. We like to sell things that you can't really touch or feel. Anything that's of substance, we don't buy. It's useless.
Mm-mm. You can touch that? We don't want it. Mm-mm.
I think we should go print our own shirts.
I thought about buying a t-shirt screening machine.
Mm-hmm. Because we have
When we start selling shirts, we had a hard enough time when we got all those koozies for free. We were trying to mail those out. Company made them for free, and then we realized... All right, you can't get koozies in an envelope, a regular envelope. So instead of being, you know, whatever a stamp is now.
Yeah, like a dollar.
Mm-hmm. It ended up being like a couple of dollars a koozie.
It ended up costing money.
So, no, I don't want to get into anything. In fact, the listener sent a link today. Look, there's an online site where you can create t-shirts and sell them. I don't want to have to mail those out because that's going to it's gonna fall back on us.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
My mom can help me.
That's exactly what your mom wants to do. You've already been a complete joy in her life. You have to walk home from school. You wreck your car all the time. Call the fire department because the city stinks. And now you wanted to start boxing up T-shirts. I'm telling you, she's going to look into retroactive birth control.
Yeah.
And you're going to be gone.
No. It smelled really, really bad, okay?
Actually, Dan, we're late. Go ahead and tell her. You got an email from somebody that knew exactly what it was.
Yeah, a guy on Facebook said, there is, hang on, let me pull it up real quick. The truck that passed you, Kinsey, was probably a carcass hauler headed to a rendering plant south of there.
Oh, I thought the way you read it the first time, he knew exactly what it was. Like, he knew the route of these carcass haulers.
Yeah, he does. He says those trucks stink. I've been passed by them in an industrial park on the Grand Prairie Arlington border.
That has to be what it was then.
He says it's about 35 minutes south.
Full of animal carcasses?
No, people.
Oh, what?
They take the poor people and they take them out to the landfill.
No,
they do.
That's why it smells so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. They don't have money to bury them. They just take them out to the landfill.
They scoop them up off the bus stops after they die and then go in the back of the truck.
Or just anybody that lives in poverty, they just take them out to the landfills and bury them in a commode or a birdcage.
So they just leave them at the landfill?
Yeah, until one of the earth movers covers them up.
Initially, they're excited because they're like, wow, look at all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then now all I need is a bird.
That's going to be fun. Never mind. 300-400 years from now, people are going to be going through landfills going, look, there were people here before us.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm an archaeologist. Look at all these fabulous bones and bird bones.
Yeah, it'll be the place where everyone takes, like, elementary school kids for those little practice digs.
Oh, yeah, the dino dig.
Mm-hmm. They're like, look, you found one. This is circa early 21st century.
No, you got a bad one. That's not real human bones. That's human pyrite. You got jacked. You got fool's bones.
Here, I'll show you how you can tell. Just bite on it.
Paint it on. Alfie, I got to ask. A guy on 2 really thinks the nuclear thing was covered up?
I think he's being serious.
All right.
Oh, God.
Hey, Kyle? Kyle?
Yes.
Thank God. What was he going to say?
He was saying that it was part of a false flag attack.
Okay, now I know. Anytime someone uses the term false flag, you know they're full of crap.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
It's a
false flag mean trying to attack your own country?
Yeah. It's like false pretenses. It's a term.
Cover up. You can't cover up anything anymore. Especially with leaks and internet group Anonymous, because almost everything is stored on the internet somewhere, and regardless of how many servers there are, firewalls, somebody's always able to get in.
Yeah, false flag, covert operations designed to deceive in such a way the operations appear as though they're being carried out by entities, groups, nations other than those who actually planned and executed them.
But why Charlotte, North Carolina? Why not the obvious, just north of us? Short of, unless it's some type of government protected land of the topless bar in Ardmore.
Oh, God.
Man, we can't blow up Oklahoma. They're good. Uh-huh. They're good chicks in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Ardmore, that's where Jerry Jones goes. He knows where to go to get good chicks. In fact, he even ships them down to Dallas to party in his bus.
Mm-hmm.
And how bad do you need to see cans to walk into a topless bar in Ardmore, Oklahoma?
Man, you must be on a serious drought.
Oof, darn, just damn.
You ever been so desperate that any cans will do?
Like even man cans?
Hey, you know, if he squeezes his arms together just right.
I think this club here in Ardmore, I'm not sure, but I think Randy Quaid used to dance here. We got a break.
Yeah.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:44, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. Now listen, it's the KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at Spur 408 Patriot Parkway. Well, we got our jackknife 18-wheeler blocking the tramp, blocking the ramp to go northbound there.
That's bad for business.
That is. Traffic there is backed up. Back from Marvin D. Love, Highway 67. Also in Dallas, northbound 45, right at Lamar Street, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Loop 12 Ledbetter, about a 40-minute delay through that. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at Commerce Street, got an accident blocking the two left lanes there as well. Traffic's completely stopped back from the Zang Curve. That's also about a 40-minute delay. Let's move into Richardson, northbound 75, just after Arapahoe, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Bryan Live Oak. And finally in Irving, eastbound 114, right at Beltline Road, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back to Freeport Parkway. It's a half-hour delay through it. And, of course, all the idiots going west can't help but stare at it. They have you backed up now back from 348. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Tonight, cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, showers and a high of 64. Right now, 56 degrees at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
It is me.
I know. I couldn't figure out what you were trying to tell me to do.
No.
It looked like you were saying no.
I was
no,
pointing at the bumper going, that's me.
Yes.
911, it's Kenzie from the Russ Martin Show. Something stinks again. That ain't him.
Ha ha. I know that's you, and it sounds really, really
How do you know
good.
It's me? Because it sounded bad.
No, because you told me it was you, and it sounds good.
What did I tell you?
A while ago.
Oh. Okay. Dukes!
Flash!
Alfie, where is it on your flash that your home free spot?
It's labeled Dan, your home free Friday.
You weren't in the studio, so did you get a chance to hear any of this?
I didn't hear any of it.
All right.
I just had him find the front of it and find the end of it.
Okay.
And then he
it's not exactly one of our Lyle Wagner moments, but it's dancing around her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to lose it. Account for you?
I know. It can
sounds
be
like a Ponzi scheme. Is it?
No, it's not.
From Happy Days?
No. Well, I'm not sure what he's up to, but if he's needing to sell a house, he should call Bill Nelson.
Sounds
with your
like Hanson
free.
Williams is up to this.
The guy that takes photography? The black and white landscape?
Hanson.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not Ansel Adams, the beer maker.
You're welcome, Bill.
Again, not as good as Lyle.
It's getting hard to keep track of some of this. At one point during yesterday's show, I know I kind of blacked out during the middle of the conversation.
Enough!
I'm full.
I turned my headphones off for 10 seconds and I lost track of the show.
Mm-hmm. That'll happen.
How did you go from tectonic plates to giving rim jobs to starfish?
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
We can't explain it, Kenzie.
I don't want to know.
Yesterday was one of those days that if I got home and Tara said, what do you guys talk about? I just would have put my hand up and just kept on walking.
Gotcha.
Not today, baby.
Why don't you want?
Why don't you want to share your day with me?
It's not that I don't
Tell
want to.
Tell me what you guys talked about.
I can't.
Well, you talked about it on the radio.
I did.
So obviously it's not confidential.
No, it's not. I'm not trying to hide anything. I just don't recall everything that we did. I know at one point we had a geology discussion, and at some point we were all rimming starfish. So if you want to fill in the gaps, have at it, because I sure as hell can't.
Kenzie, do you know what when we say the Lyle Wagner moment?
No.
Okay.
Oh, time for context.
Coach Joe
Avizzano.
Avizzano, former coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
May he rest in peace.
Was a friend of the show. Had a bar in Frisco called Coach Joe's.
Oh.
Okay. His last name was what?
Avizzano.
Avizzano?
Right. Okay. I always called him Lyle Alzado, who was
a linebacker in the NFL.
And JD always corrected me because, no, it's not Lyle Alzado. It's Coach Joe
Avizzano.
Okay.
Is that enough of a setup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got
so
it.
So we're talking about Coach Joe's bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, he called it, you know, he named it after him. Why wouldn't he call the bar and name the bar after himself?
He did. Coach Joe.
Who's Lyle?
I don't know who Lyle is. He used to play with the Cowboys.
No.
Who's what?
He used to play for the Raiders and a couple other teams, maybe, but he died from steroids.
Lyle Wagner?
Oh, how do we get to Lyle Wagner? Who's Lyle Wagner?
The Grand Ole Opry?
So,
is any of that funny to you?
No, it is. So that name got said and then...
changed three or four different times.
Yeah. And changed.
From Coach Joe to JD goes, well, he played for the Cowboys
or somebody.
And that's when Dan jumps and goes, No. Then he points out who Lyle Alzado is.
That's right.
Lyle Wagner was from the Carol Burnett show. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I know who she is. She played.
We're talking about Lyle Wagner.
Okay.
Careful. This is dangerous territory, Kinsey.
Yeah, I'm slipping.
Give me
slowly.
The bottle back.
Slowly.
Having been through it a few times, you start to recognize the ripple.
Yes. So there is no real Lyle Wagner.
There is a real Lyle Wagner from the Carol Burnett show.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's.
See? Step back from the ripple.
Okay. But calling Coach Joe Alizzano?
Alvizzano.
Alvizzano, Lyle Wagner.
No.
Al Pacino.
Oh, my goodness. Calling Joe Alvizzano. Did I say it wrong? Lyle.
Who was the chick that worked with Helen Keller?
Hey.
Oh, what was her name? Oh. I should know that.
Because that would have been a really good punchline right now. What's her name, Alfie?
Ann Sullivan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I know what Ann Sullivan felt like. Trying to teach someone. Thanks, Arnold.
You know, it's amazing. She's come so far in over a year.
No, a compliment. Wow. Oh, my mic's off. Yay.
There's so many things going on in her head at one time.
I think so.
At one time.
I think she's a difficult time compartmentalizing. I think it's all just free flowing.
We're going to put something over the other mic because she keeps wanting to go back to the other mic.
Move it out of the way. Just take it all the way to as far away from her so she can't get at it. That's what I do with the dogs.
What? I'm not a dog.
So you're still trying to talk into the one near the floor?
I know.
Not a dog.
I don't know why I tried to explain the Lyle Lazzato, Lyle Wagner thing.
I get it.
I don't even understand it now. Did we start news?
No?
Then let's at least do that.
All right.
4:53, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, March 20th, 2015. Birthdays today.
You know what? Screw that for a second. Well, you're not even going to have time to get through birthdays. You know, I was talking about, I'm not buying a Hellcat now because, first of all, Dodge stopped the sales on them.
Yeah.
Because the demand and... You had a few dealerships that were marking them up like 50% over retail.
Yeah, they're suspending until they get all caught up on orders.
So I decided, you know what, instead of buying a new car, screw it. I'm just going to put a new engine in the Batmobile since the one that's in it is from the original 78 Lincoln that we built this Batmobile on.
Gotcha.
So I went to Jerry Reynolds, the car pro from Car Pro USA. I said, you deal with all these people. Who do you trust? Who's the best... company to drop a new engine in the Batmobile. I got an email from him today. I met with the head of AER, that's Ford's engine rebuilder, and their race engine division.
Oh, boss.
And also met with the GM at Five Star Ford Plano. It looks like a Ford, and he tells me what will work. It looks like a 427 engine will work nicely. It's fuel injected. They're looking at transmission options. Base horsepower is 500, can be tweaked to 6. I get you options next week if you want to go up to 1,000 horsepower, Jerry.
Hello. You kind of shot over that last part pretty quickly.
Well, if it's going to be a daily driver, I'm going to need more than just 600 horsepower. It's a Batmobile.
1,000? Really?
Yeah.
Well, the car is 19 feet long. Of course, it's a two-seater.
Yeah.
That's got to be the longest two-seater in the world.
Yeah.
That's also... I never thought about that till just now.
Yeah, it's like, imagine, if you will, an excursion that you make a convertible and there's only room for two people.
And the rest is just body.
Yeah. There's nothing useful.
What's the rest in there? Storage? Nope.
Mm-mm.
Car.
A body and jet engine. All the practical things a young family needs in Frisco.
It's just sad this replica, an exact replica of the 66 Batmobile, is going to run better. Well, it already does run better than the original Batmobile.
Yeah, because the original one started overheating at what speed?
I think around 35.
Which is really sad.
Because it was a prototype car. It was a 1955 Ford Futura.
Oh, you know what? That would explain... I know, obviously, they did the in front of a screen when they were driving, when Batman and Robin were driving. Mm-hmm. But wasn't there a couple of times where it looked like they were in a chase in the streets of Gotham, but the film had been sped up?
Yes.
That explains that now. Because I remember seeing that thing, like, it's clearly they just sped that up. Why didn't they just do the chase? Yeah, I thought it was out of safety concern.
Why didn't they just drive 60?
Yeah. Apparently, they couldn't.
No, so, even the shot coming out of the Batcave... the exterior shot, that's, I think they call it, Alfie, is it undercranking?
Yes, exactly. Where you speed it up and it looks like they're going fast.
Yeah, except all it really looks like is it looks like they're just moving the film fast. It's like the operator's just kind of slowly working the crank, la-di-da, Batman chasing back to slow.
And they wanted to, actually wanted a close-up of Adam West, because his face, you could put a stuntman in there with a cowl on, but Adam West was, you could just tell... if it was him or not.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a close-up, but he kept hitting the walls of the cave.
Damn.
Going 30.
Well, not even that fast. You just need to come out of the cave.
Yeah.
They went, yeah, just go for a wide shot. Put a stuntman in there. But still put Burt Ward in the passenger seat. Because he got hurt time after time in stunts. They would have a stuntman drive the Batmobile, and Burt Ward still got stuck in the side.
It's sort of like the ongoing joke or prank on the set. No matter what happens, Bert gets hurt.
He was kind of like Les Nessman. He always had something happen to him at WKRP.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Watch one of the documentaries on Batman of all the different times Bert Ward was thrown out of something. It was riding in the bat cycle in the sidecar.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they detach from each other?
Yeah.
And that went flying into shrubs. He was set on fire once.
I'm surprised at one point, when they're leaving the Batcave, a turkey hit him on top of the head.
What?
Nessman turkey drop.
Oh, got it.
Batman.
God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly. Is that where you're going?
Yes.
That's why the Batmobile needs a top.
So, yeah, I know. It's confusing. In fact, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Kenzie, sorry. Seems like a 427 is a little small.
It's
got a 460 in it now, but I don't know what horsepower the 460, the 1978 Lincoln was. I know 460 is big. It's a lot of cubic inches because the Lincoln Town Car was 5,000 pounds.
Jesus. God. And how much is the Batmobile?
It probably weighs, because the body's fiberglass, maybe 3,800 pounds.
Gotcha. So it sounds like the 427 would be plenty, especially if you're going to pump it up to 1,000 horsepower.
Well, you obviously have to go to more than a 427. Uh-huh. Probably have to go to probably a 747. Which is okay.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas.
Alfie Coy. It's an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Toyota of McKinney. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound I-20 right at Spur 408 Patriot Parkway. Still got that jackknife 18-wheeler on the ramp to go northbound. Traffic there is back-to-back from Highway 67. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35 right at Commerce Street. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back. Traffic's completely stopped back from Zhang Boulevard. Into Irving, eastbound 114 right at Beltline. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Freeport. Back from Freeport Parkway. Everyone going west, staring at it. 6 days on the road, and I'm going to make it home tonight. Westbound on Lookers, heavy slow back from 348. And Richardson, northbound 75, just after Arapahoe. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Bryan Live Oak. Finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820, right at Saginaw Main Street. Got an accident there. It's on the service road. Traffic there is backed up onto the highway back from Hazel Avenue. Listen to Chris Ryan at 12:25 in the afternoon all next week for a shot to win a pair of tickets to BFD on, I don't know if I can say the date, at Jackson sometime. Details will be online at KEGL.com after Skull, whatever.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Cloudy and 56 this evening. Tomorrow, more rain, and a high of 64. Right now, 56, and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Ow! Wait a minute. Ow!
Singing to traffic beds, singing to bumpers.
Will you send me that song?
The smash-up?
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. I didn't do it.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's Living in America, that, James Brown.
James Brown, and then that new song.
Uptown Funk.
By?
Hang on. I think I know it. Rufus?
No.
Marlo Thomas?
No, but you're oddly close on both of those.
Danny Thomas?
Colder.
Marco?
Polo.
Shirt company?
Oh. No, the disease.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Man, sad to think about horses wearing braces.
Polo. What?
Polo. Get it? We got to stop this. It really sounds like we don't care. We do. But it just, sometimes it's like.
It's a challenge now.
It's some type of poor comedic Tourette's. Don't say it. Got to. It's a stupid line.
All right, it's your brain. Listen to me. Shut up.
Can't. Got to say it.
Don't do it. How many times I show you those PSAs of here's your brain on drugs? Is that what you want?
But I gotta say it.
Do not say Lyle Wagner again.
What about Porter Wagner?
Nope.
What about the painting company?
Porter Wagner.
Oh, Wagner Sprayers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was about to go into some kind of steaks.
Man, I love meat.
I love meat too. That mean
no. No, oh, come on.
That's okay. Your line got on the air.
Oh, still. Well, I think we're about a second away from blowing Kenzie's mind.
A little bit. It's like y'all are playing match game as y'all are. Having a conversation.
It's like it's free association. It's something you'd normally do with a psychologist.
It's
password.
And I can't imagine what a psychologist, a real one, Dr. Thornton is real, but he gets it.
Yeah, he's too much in the house now.
Okay, I'm going to say a word. Tell me the first thing that comes into your mind. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Saskatchewan.
Boogers.
You were going to say boogers regardless.
Yep, right? That's how you play that game. Doesn't matter what he says. Boogers. You want to try it, Kenzie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Clear your mind.
Saskatchewan.
Boogers.
No.
Am I supposed to say boogers?
No.
Oh. You said say boogers no matter what, so I said boogers. No,
that was my angle. That was my strategy.
Oh, okay. We'll try
now,
again.
Now, you do whatever it
you
is.
You can use boogers if you want.
No,
care.
I'll try again.
Okay.
Throw something different at her.
The United States of...
Pluto.
Okay, never mind. Boogers would have been funny.
Yeah.
Boogers. Well, yeah. Now it's not funny.
Well, no, because... How far did this delay go back?
Can it go back to last week? Can it go back to citrus?
All right, two things.
All right.
Got an email from a guy that said he sat at the table and his wife got up. She goes, I'm going to go back to the kitchen to get something. Do you want anything? He stopped and he went,
no.
He goes, yeah, bring me some citrus.
Oh, my God.
Then he had to explain it to her.
Oh, God.
And then you got the email you forwarded me about the guy, and we were talking about Gunsmoke yesterday.
Oh, yeah, he loved it.
Even though he had no idea.
No clue who or what we were talking about. He had heard of the TV show Gunsmoke, but he said he sent in, he's just like, the end of the show last night when you guys were talking about Gunsmoke was hilarious. I never even watched the show, but I just thought it was cool to hear about, you know, some TV history and then hear how James Arnest became a land Godzilla. He said he had to pull over. He was laughing so hard.
All right, then maybe I got to stop second-guessing the show.
Because we were all laughing in the middle of it.
And none of you probably ever watched Gunsmoke. I always knew when it came on. I hated that show.
Yeah, I never watched it. I think I said that yesterday. I didn't really watch the show, but I was aware of it.
But you knew who Marshall Matt Dillon was.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not the name of the actor, James Arness.
I knew James Arness more than Marshall Matt Dillon.
Okay. And I didn't know it until you brought it up yesterday. All right, we're talking about Gunsmoke, old TV shows. That's how the whole conversation started. And Kelsey Grammer playing
Frasier for like 20
Frasier
years.
Frasier Crane. And I told you, pull up Gunsmoke. Because I said, I think that ran on television for 20 years. Imagine running from the 50s and everything through the 50s.
Yeah, 55 to 75. One TV show.
You've got a president, an assassination, the Vietnam War, and I think the end of the Vietnam War by 75.
And possibly the Korea War. Police action.
So you've got somebody that was on television that long. Playing the same role, James Arness. I didn't know he was 6'7" until you brought it up. I just thought they hired short actors. I mean, chicks, not that hard. Because most women are around 5'7", something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like working around Tom Cruise. Okay, all the chicks stand in this ditch.
But only our chins show.
Well, but then we can show his whole body. But James Arness, who played Marshall Matt Dillon, was 6'7". So, I didn't think about it till we were talking about it during a break. Throw in a cowboy hat, which is maybe another 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be 6'11".
And now throw on cowboy boots with a couple inch heels.
Oh, man. Yeah, at that point, he's the same height as Shaquille O'Neal.
And was it Dodge City that he was a marshal of?
Yes, Dodge City, Kansas.
We're going there. We're going to... damn it. We're going to Dodge City. And the marshal walks out. Holy sh! Is that the marshal or is that the whole department? All right, it's got to be 3 midgets underneath that coat. I saw this in Roger Rabbit. There's weasels.
He's a posse of one.
I really had no clue he was that tall. Because I think his brother, Peter Graves, who starred Mission Impossible,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he was anywhere near that.
I did not look on his height, so I'm not sure. I'm sure he's not that tall.
By the way, we kept talking about James Arness because he served in the military.
Yeah, because what happened, Kenzie, is at 6'7", during World War II, he wanted to be a fighter pilot, but...
kept hitting his noggin on the cockpit thingy.
He was too tall, because the max height for an aviator was 6'2". So, instead, he got sent over to be in the infantry in the army.
Can I fly like this?
No, you cannot duck down and still fly jets. Or planes, for that matter. So he goes into the army instead, and he joins the infantry. And he gets sent over to a beach invasion in Italy during World War II. And
a beach invasion means you're going over on a ship.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just telling.
Thank you. On the beach landing craft with his unit as they're about to run this assault, they say he's the first one out of the boat because he's so tall, he can then tell everybody else how deep the water is. Problem is, when you're 6 foot seven, you're a big ass target. Before his feet hit the bottom of the ocean, he got shot.
You're kidding.
No.
They couldn't throw out like a ruler, yardstick, something, just see. Hey, how deep's the water?
Send Stretch.
Tell James to jump overboard.
So he died?
He didn't die.
No, he didn't die. No, he
served.
No.
He served in the military. No, he didn't do Gunsmoke for 20 years and then go into the military.
For World War II, that happened in the 40s.
Oh. Well, I was focused on the TriCaster.
I wonder why all the Jap families are mad because I keep killing everybody. Because it's a wrong war.
Yeah. It's just a jacked up thing. It's just like, who should we send off first? The boat.
Crazy.
Send the big guy.
Yeah. He's sitting over there going, oh man, it's going to be me.
Where did he get shot?
It was somewhere in his leg because.
Really? Yeah, I would have thought it was in the head.
You would have thought.
Whatever's sticking out of the water.
I think as soon as the, I don't know if it was the same type of landing craft they used in D-Day. So I don't know. But somehow he got hit in the leg and he had a few surgeries over his life and complained of leg pain throughout his career. Which makes sense when you get shot.
You know, forget about the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. Let's just drop James on him. Drop him out of a plane or have him coming up out of the ocean.
Just tell the Japanese, this is a little American.
And this is one of our runs. Huh?
This one's only three.
This one's not full grown. You can look at his feet and see how big he's going to get.
Don Davis is a descendant.
Don Davis is his papa.
Love you, Don.
All right, so if somebody got something out of the Gunsmoke crap, whatever.
Yeah.
It was just an offshoot. Okay. Where were we?
We never actually got to birthdays.
Okay. Well, then let's go. Wrong button.
It's an all-time great sound effect just to have it. Just in case.
Should be the ringtone I use when Valerie calls me.
I'm surprised at that.
I think I could have gotten away with that one.
I think that was pretty close. Yeah. I think if you heard something, that would have been on you. I heard Godzilla. I know what you meant and what you said.
Oh, I know exactly what I said.
Yeah, but.
Did you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well then, probably hit the play.
Yeah, you want to see
what about if you
run?
Leave the T off? That's not findable. What about Huntzilla?
That you're good.
Damn it. Hold on. All right, 519. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today still is Friday, March 20th, 2015.
Got another email. He goes, you know what?
This bunch going to put this over here.
I feel like this segment out of Hee Haw. Hey, one more thing.
Hey, wait.
So he pops up out of the cornfield.
Here's Buck Owens. I got an email from a listener that actually kind of didn't really put things into perspective, but it kind of makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that you leave the mistakes on the air or the show's not slick because that tells me it's not automated.
That is true. He's right about that.
He said, because there's no way. Anybody that programmed automation would allow any of that None of it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all part of the master plan. Mm-hmm.
He said it's like, he had heard stories from his dad. He said it's like 50s television. It was live. If it happened, it just happened. By 50s television, it was live. They had scripts, and they were supposed to follow them. We don't really have any script. In fact, it's like we go out of our way, even if somebody gave us a script. Yeah, I need to wipe my ass. Give me that.
I can do better than that.
I'm going to turn James Arness into a monster that scares Japanese.
no one in any writer's room in L.A. would have come up with that. I know because I know a few.
Hang on a second. Stomping on Tokyo. Is that?
That's James Arness.
Marshall?
Or is it Godzilla in a cowboy hat? It's, what's stomping on cities behind? Festus?
Too far?
No, from Gunsmoke.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I should have stopped it. Just James Arness. 521. Dad O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, March 20th, 2015. If you say you got another email, swallow it. Birthdays today. Christy Carlson Romano, most famous for being in Even Stevens and Kim Possible, is 31. Mocha and Chocolate, not the flavors, the twin porn stars, are 37. They've starred in She's a Brick House, Horror Stories, and close favorite Strap-on Soul Sisters 5. From Linkin Park, Chester Bennington is 39. Michael Rapaport, 45. Kathy Ireland got
Michael Rapaport.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was in Spike Lee's Bamboozled, Phoebe's Policeman, Ex-Boyfriend on Friends, Ben in Hitch. You would know him if you saw him. Light skin, tall guy, sounds New Yorkish, red hair.
White?
Yes.
Fat?
No, tall, thin. Was in,
I don't know.
True Romance as well. Lots of movies. Kathy Ireland, 52. Holly Hunter, 57. Spike Lee. What?
Holly Hunter.
Yeah. Is 58. William
Hurt.
Go
there and get me a baby. I need a baby.
William Hurt is 65. Hal Linden, 84.
From Barney Miller.
Yep. And Carl Reiner, still kicking at 93.
Alan Brady. Dick Van Dyke Show.
The way Kinsey probably knows him is the really old guy, Sal, in the Ocean's 11 movies.
Oh.
The old bald guy.
Yes, but do you want to know how I also know him?
I do know.
I just recently watched an awesome documentary on Jerry Lewis, and Carl Reiner was like one of the side people. I have a new, oh my gosh.
Don't worry about hitting the mic or referring to it. Just go on.
I love him. He is Carl hilarious. Ryan. No, Jerry Lewis.
Oh.
I'm obsessed. I have a new obsession. Do you like him?
I don't dislike him. Actually, Dean Martin turned out to be a little funnier when they split up. Do you know who Martin Lewis was?
Yes.
Okay. Dean Martin, his appearances on The Tonight Show, he was a lot funnier than Jerry Lewis ever was.
Jerry Lewis, to me, was always just wacky physical comedy and usually, yeah, that.
Yeah.
And just... Everything was over the top, and most of, like, half his career was just outright racism.
Oh, was it?
Oh, God.
Did he play black people?
No, he was playing Asians.
Oh, that's right.
When he'd run around with the glasses and the fake teeth. It was just a walking stereotype. It was terrible.
I'm Chinese cherry. Sorry, it's for a drink out of the 70s.
No, that's fine. Carl Reiner also.
Remember it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Damn.
Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling that he thinks, sorry, his son is doing something that he blames you for.
Yes, Bobby.
You started something a couple days ago when you were doing the beep-boop thing because you lost your sound effects.
Phone thing.
Yeah, well, my 5-year-old has been walking around the house for the last couple days going beep-boop, beep-boop.
Well, that's better than the stuff Propecia was saying.
You become a surrogate father to my son. So
what is it? Well, congratulations. Well, what is it? Why do you think he would pick up on that?
It's just because it was a funny sound.
Okay.
He's 5. He's got a 1.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Let me talk to him. What's his name?
Devin.
What?
Devin, come here, boy. Come here.
Is it his dog or his kid?
Uh-huh. Hello?
Come here. Okay. You don't talk to the guy on the radio?
Wait.
Huh?
Kiss FM?
Kiss FM?
Oh, my God.
Let me talk to that little kid.
the Eagle. The one that Daddy listens to all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay, hang on.
Give him the phone.
His name is Mr. Russ. Mr. Martin.
Hey, Mr. Martin.
Hi, Devin.
I've never been to your place before.
What?
I've never been to your place before.
Oh, you've never been to our place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us the sound you've been making, beep-boop?
Beep-boop. Tell your dad to shut up.
He said, shut up, Dad. I'm just kidding.
Tell your dad, big people are on the radio.
Big people on the radio.
There you go. Do you, are there any favorite parts of the show that you like?
Yeah.
You like the beep boop?
Yeah.
What else do you like? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Has your mommy ever said daddy is small?
No.
Ask daddy if he's small.
He's big.
Bye.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:32, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Advanced Auto Parts. Let's get started off in Dallas. Let's go northbound I-35 right at Commerce Street. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic still backed up back from the Zang curve. Still a 30-minute delay through that. Also in Dallas, southbound I-35 just before Northwest Highway got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to Memorial Lane. Let's head south a bit. Southbound 67 right at Camp Wisdom Road got an overturned vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back in Redbird Lane. Into Irving, eastbound 114 right at Beltline got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back in Freeport Parkway. All the idiots going west are staring at it. They have you backed up back in 348. And finally in 404. Southbound 287, the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway. Just before Will Parker Street got an accident blocking the left lane. There's an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Mitchell Boulevard. Okay, caller number 9 with a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days Grace on April 23rd at the Bomb Factory. Plus, you get entered in to a big grand prize, a whole bunch of extra stuff involved with that. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Live from the Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, chief reader of other people's weather reports, Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld Thunderstrike Severe Storm Tracker Hyper Tablet 5 Billion Series 4 Mark 12. 2.5.
Eagle weather brought to you by NCAA March
really,
Madness.
You have to hold the iPad just for the video stream.
Yep. Really? Right. You're gonna criticize me for doing something that's showy? And if it makes you feel any better, it's upside down.
It's all right. But you actually put a hand grip on the back of that just for the video stream.
Yeah, just like my idol, Larry Mowry.
All right.
Yeah, this is actually close. Eagle weather brought to you by NCAA March Madness. Tonight, cloudy, 56. Tomorrow, rain and 64. Right now, 55 degrees at 97.1. The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I was just waiting for her.
For Kenzie?
Yeah.
You like Billy Ocean, right?
She's still kind of catatonic.
Yeah. You might have to play that again.
That was Billy Ocean into Gwar. Gwar did a cover version of Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
I love Gwar.
Yeah.
I've seen Gore, but what just happened? What'd you
do? Sweetie, it's just a bumper. Calm down.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Get out of my dreams.
Yeah.
Get in the f***ing car!
And we said this yesterday, really. That didn't have to be Gwar. That could be any city in any part of Texas on a Friday night.
In a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. I said get on the Gwar!
No.
I'm walking home.
Oh. Get on the Gwar!
That was hilarious.
Have you ever jumped out of a moving vehicle? Is that can't be the first time somebody's asked you.
No.
Never got in an argument with a boyfriend. You're in the passenger seat. You go, I'm getting out. You
I've never done that.
Okay. If she had, it might explain a few things.
I did get flipped. I flipped myself over a four-wheeler.
An ATM?
The.
Wow.
Boom.
ATM and V. That's like full circle.
ATV.
Wasn't V a series about aliens?
Yes.
Wasn't it? I thought it was for Vendetta.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
Well, no, it was aliens.
Was that the guy with the cockatiel?
Oh, my God. I'm out.
Or cockatoo.
Yes.
You going to play this game?
I'm leaving.
If this actually were a game show on the network, we could win.
We do pretty good, actually.
There has to be some type of association.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got this one. Tell Alan Ludden to sit down.
That's right. Next time on Idiot Association. You think your family's stupid? I would so watch that.
Okay. Where were we? Alfie, what'd you just give away?
I gave away tickets to 3 Days Grace at the Bomb Factory.
Bomb Factory?
Where's the Bomb Factory?
It's in Deep Ellum. Is it on Main Street, I think?
It's in the Deep Ellum area?
Well, yeah. Deep Ellum, it's a 1 in 3 chance, Alfie.
Yeah.
Might be on Commerce. It's like saying, you know, Ridgely. Camp Bowie. You'll hit it eventually.
It's on Beltline. Or Loop 12.
Mm-hmm.
Or 30.
And Green Oaks.
No, just 30.
Okay.
You can find it. It's on Highway 30.
Yeah.
What city?
I said it's on 30. What, are you stupid?
Well, but...
Igmo.
Aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So who's playing at the Bomb Factory?
3 Days Grace.
Okay. Very excited about it. Go ahead, Daniel.
All right. Let's start news. Texas appears likely to shelve its high school steroids testing program that state officials once touted as a model for the rest of the country. Even those who pushed for the program back in 2007 call it a colossal misfire. The state spent $10 million testing more than 63,000 public school students and caught just a handful of cheaters. Some critics say the program was poorly designed to catch the drug users they insist are slipping through the cracks. New Jersey and Florida were the first states to have such programs, but Texas employed its typical bigger is better swagger by pumping in millions to sweep the state for users, and again, only found a handful.
Well, didn't they promote it before they instituted the program?
Yeah, because it was in the news saying, hey,
okay,
we're going to pass this.
So possibly it deterred people or kids from doing steroids because they knew that there was going to be random testing.
You
can't say, well, we only caught a handful of people. It would be like eliminating the TSA. Well, you know, we only found 3 guns at the airport this past year. Maybe the terrorists don't bring guns to the airport because of the TSA.
They have to find a different way to do it.
And the same thing with steroids. Maybe the kids stopped doing it because they knew they were going to get caught.
That is definitely a possibility. I, however, a little more jaded when it comes to this. I think the same number of kids that were going to do it still did it.
Kenzie, Cameron Dan, he's talking.
Sorry.
She's watching the show.
Oh.
I was intently listening.
I paid too much attention.
There was an outtake of Seinfeld one time I saw.
Really?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Mm-hmm.
She was supposed to, she had a line in a scene, and everybody delivered the lines, and she went, oh, I was watching the show.
It's good. It's really entertaining.
God, this is the 90s, but this is really high def. Same thing Kenzie was doing.
Yeah. Anyway, kids are still as stupid now as they were back when any of us were in school, so those who were going to do it are still doing it. They're just playing the odds of not getting caught. Second of all, high school football in Texas is high school football in Texas. It's just as corrupt as any other organization.
So you think there's some type of unseen lobby group from the, let's say there's a high school football lobby group. Hey, we need to get rid of this roid testing.
I'm not saying that.
Our boys ain't playing good. They're getting too pokey.
No.
They're getting too pokey. All of a sudden you're going to be coaching Navy. Army?
Air Force.
Air Force. Every one of them with wings.
That's Air Force.
Yeah. Well.
It'd be silly to have wings on a boat.
Well, not in the Avengers.
Touche. But that really didn't have wings. Now, I think what the other possibility is that football is corrupt. And inherently, just you, if you played it, you know.
Okay, which means who's playing the system. That's where you're going with this.
Yes, which means someone's going to come in and say, okay, we're going to have random testing. Somewhere there's a coach or a parent in the booster club that'll tell that representative who does the testing, you're going to test this kid. You're going to test that kid. You are not going to test the blue chip, you know, athlete who could be going to UT or A&M.
Test the pokey one.
Exactly.
Chances you know, are all the steroids are slowing him down.
Test the kicker. Randomly test the third string wide receiver. The little one. The one that's just on the team because we all felt bad for him. And at some point in his senior year, we'll all hand him the ball and we'll give him a fake touchdown because he's the Rudy of the team.
So you think whoever was in charge of the testing would go to the coach and go, all right, who should we test?
It's possible. May not be the head person, but the person, you know, it's...
I don't know what the procedure is. You're right. It is possible if they just went to the coach and went, all right, who do you think we should test? As opposed to, give me the names of all the kids and we'll just do a draw the hat thing and we'll test them that way. I mean, really, the system, the enforcement may have worked, saying, well, we caught very few people. Maybe they stopped doing roids.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, even when I was in high school, there was a guy who was, a gifted athlete, great football player, dumb as rocks. So when we all heard that he got a high enough score on his SATs to get into pretty much any school recruiting him, we thought, no way.
Ha-ha, who's in it now?
You still are.
I'm going to good college.
No, well, you are.
I got a good grade.
No, you didn't.
I'm smart.
You just pointed at your neck.
Isn't that what?
Yeah, your brain's in your head, not your neck.
Hey.
I know. It's tough. I know, man. And then none of us were shocked when a few months later there were allegations that he had someone take his test for him.
And?
Not one hand in that locker room was up and surprised. He ended up having to transfer schools.
Okay, so there are people who try and beat the system, but it goes back to, did the enforcement work and you only caught a few because everybody stopped? I mean, that's a really hard angle to take. All right, we went in. Well, we didn't catch anybody. Well, it's like cops. Everybody speeds, but they can't catch everybody.
Especially when you put on a billboard, speed trap ahead. I'm going to slow down right now and then speed back up. And that's something else they could
have
done.
And think about if we didn't have law enforcement to enforce the speeds.
Right. Oh.
How do you think the highways would be?
I would not be on them.
Okay. Well, we weren't catching anybody, so I guess nobody's speeding. Same thing with the roids.
Yeah.
Well, we only caught a handful of kids, so it was a waste of the taxpayers' money. First of all, I'm okay with that, of worried about the taxpayers. But you don't know if the system worked or not.
Yeah.
Had you instituted and not told anybody.
Then there's the other way I think that people could have gotten around the testing while still taking steroids. They may get a heads up saying, hey, the UIL steroid tester's coming on this day. Then you know to flush out your system, don't take anything. And then after that test is gone, you know you're good for the rest of the season. You can jab whatever the hell else you want in your butt.
Son, we tested you last year. We tested you this year.
Uh-huh.
You know your shoe size went from 7 to 54?
Yeah, man, it was a growth spurt.
54 size shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a kicker. I kicked the ball 400 yards.
My foot's so big I can't even see the ball when I kick it. I just kick it ground.
That's right.
One time I kicked one of the other team members over the goalpost.
It still counted because he had the ball.
Alfie, do I want to take any of these?
Line 4 is a high school football coach. Line 1 says his brother loves steroids too.
Okay. Yes, Brian.
Yes, I got a few few points to bring up about some of the drug testing.
Okay.
All right. I'm a high school football coach from just down the street, and there's a few points that you made that are kind of inaccurate.
Me or Dan?
It'd probably be me.
Well, honestly, I can hardly hear which one I'm talking to right now.
Well, but first of all, I don't know anything about it. No, all right, let me ask you this. You said you got few points, but I got to speed this up. Do you think that the testing deterred any of the players from doing roids?
I would say yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say that. Now, however, when it comes to randomly drug testing, there was genuinely a third party who would pick the names at random out of all the kids in the school that are in athletics. However, as coaches, the staffs that I've been on, we have purposely added names to the list. You can't take names off the list who are randomly selected, but we have purposely added kids to the list who we thought might be on drugs, trying to catch them.
Hey, man, you added three people from the band.
No, we genuinely did. My starting defensive end, I tested him, and he turned out he really wasn't on drugs. He was just stupid.
So do you agree with the decision to drop it or not?
I would say so, just because I'm a financial conservative, and I really don't think that the problem would be. I don't think we deterred that many to justify the taxpayer dollars.
Well, then it goes. But I'll play the other side. How many kids have to die or have tumors to justify the money?
I mean, that's a slippery slope to get to. That's like saying, oh, well, how many people does it justify to have heat in homes? I mean, 600 people a year die from carbon monoxide poisoning. I mean, I don't think you can really put a number to it, but everything you do has a risk.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about the idiots dying from carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, on accident. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that flames and other stuff put off fumes. I'm kind of glad that happened to you.
And it's nice of Brian to actually, as a coach, to put players' names on the list that he thinks could be, but that's still a random test, and I give him credit for that. But my coaches, not all of them, but some, they just, you know what? It's just sort of, they just turn the cheek. It's like, whatever happens, you know? It's like, there was one guy running around our locker room who you knew was on steroids because his zits had zits all over his body. He had the upper body of a bodybuilder, but he had twig legs. He was jacked physically, but he was terrible at football. He was great at working out.
We have... hang on. Let me talk to Brian. He's the one on the phone. Visually, is it easier for you to spot somebody on roids?
It is for me because I know a lot of the side effects. And you can see little things like when they're... Normally, when you take steroids, you also take testosterone with it. And when your body, when you throw those kind of things out of whack, you'll see guys get things like the nipples.
Man teats.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you take the estrogen blockers.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know anything about it.
Yeah, and also, yeah, when a kid suddenly gets strong and then he goes from a clean face to, like, acne so bad it's all over his back and everything, it becomes pretty obvious.
Wait, they're white. Never mind. I got to go. There are wipes you can use for that.
Mm-hmm.
Is the acne really that bad?
It can be.
It can be if you're overdoing the steroids.
Especially like he said, if a sudden change, like if someone had a clean complexion and then a month and a half later their zits have zits and they're ripped in a really short period of time. Yeah.
What happened to you? I joined 24-Hour Fitness.
What'd you do? Wipe your face on all the dirty towels?
Well, they don't give you soap or towels. That's extra. I don't know how they... First of all, I don't know where all my taxes go. I don't really care. It's not going to change. If they stop this program, it's going to save how much a year?
I think they spent in the neighborhood of $10 million since 2007.
Okay. So not $10 million a year, $10 million total. Spread over. Okay. I will say 1.5, something like that.
Sure.
Am I going to get anything back? No.
No.
If they keep testing, are my taxes going to go up? Probably not. It's based on home value.
Mm-hmm.
So just test them. If you're that worried about it, if you're that concerned.
That's why I see, if as a coach, like Coach Brian there, if you really are concerned about one of your kids, talk to his parents and say, hey, I think this kid may be juicing. We should get him tested. It's not safe. Then you can do it on a case-by-case basis.
But you're going to have some coaches, and this is playing your side, We'll look at it and go, you know what? If I'm a winning team year after year, I'm moving up into the collegiate arena.
It's very possible.
And then that's where the big money is.
That's true.
Because they ain't watching us as close. They're watching the NFL and they're watching the kids. Collegiate, we're just kind of in the middle.
Yeah, the collegiate's phenomenal because, you know, the kids are basically indentured servants. I can make millions in college and don't have to pay them hardly anything.
All right, how's the story end? They're going to eliminate it and...
More than likely, they're going to dump the funding out of it because there's been no result, so then it'll just go away.
Again, had it been under the radar, you didn't tell them we were going to do this, then that would be a... It's like doing a testing of something and telling somebody, all right, here are the side effects to look for. If you give somebody... I'm not explaining this right. If they know the law is in force and you're going to be checked, then they may adhere to it.
It's possible.
But if you sneak it in on them...
That's when you catch them. There's a reason why police...
That's why cops hide over the top of the hill.
Yeah, I was going to say that's also why cops go undercover. It's not like you
and
walk
I hate
in...
it when they sit at the top of the hill. Can't see them. Sitting there with your laser. You dick.
Did I ever tell you about the back way before I started radio, I did physical rehab in a chiropractic office? One of my,
no, but I would love to hear it.
Well, it's very brief. One of my patients was a Fort Worth police officer, and he had nerve damage in his elbow. And I asked him where he got it from, and it was from sticking his arm out of his window with his radar gun, getting speeders. And I told him, I said, I'm not rehabbing that part. I'll fix your knee, I'll fix your back, and I'll stretch things and show you rehab exercises, but the elbow's on you.
You got the law enforcement version of carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm big on police, but I believe I'd have said, yeah, there's no, we'll have to just cut this off.
Mm-hmm. Right now?
Mm-hmm. Take it out, let's get her going. Not at the elbow, just all of it.
Mm-hmm. And then one time I got to hook him up to the East End machine.
What is that?
It's like the TENS unit, but in the office, it's a much bigger one with wet suction cups.
Do you feel relaxed?
What's that feel like? I bet it feels like karma.
Why are you hitting yourself? It's still kind of cold.
Oh, it was. But the part I left out was I realized this is back when I guess Fort Worth PD only had one laser at the time. This is like 98. And I told him about it and he was like, oh, that was probably me. I was like, what? He said, I'm the only one that is, you know, certified to use the laser. And I told him the location. It was on Beach Street on I-30 going in towards Fort Worth. And he's like, yeah, we hit that place all the time. He's like, it was probably me that did it. And that's when I said, East M. You look tense.
You owe me $132 a month for my insurance. For the increase. And why is it you cops can point lasers at us, but we can't point lasers at you?
Someone's harboring someone.
Alfie. Any of these before we break?
Line 6.
Okay. Yes, Aaron. Aaron, go. Last chance.
Perfect.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show.
603. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you very kindly, Russ. Eagle traffic's brought to you by Geico. Let's get started off in Dallas, northbound I-35 at Commerce Street. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back to the Zang Curve. Also in Dallas, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, right at I-30. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back to I-35. And finally in Irving, eastbound 114 right at Beltline Road. Got an accident there. This one is in the clearing stages. Traffic is completely stopped back to Freeport Parkway. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Suck.
Eagle weather brought to you by TrueCar.com. Cloudy tonight, 56 for a low. Tomorrow, more rain and a high of 64. Right now, 55 at 97.1 the Eagle.
Are you the type of ass pain enthusiast on the go? Do you need a dando with you wherever you are? Well, don't worry. Your friends at Pretty Little Dan Inc., we got your back. Introducing the iDando. The iDando is not only a top-tier 5G LTE-enabled smartphone, but it's also the premier ass-quaking communications device. It has a wide array of customizable and upgradable apps available for your every fetish. Even when the iDando is firmly seated in your quiver, you'll still have full use of phone functionality with the included brown tooth earpiece attachment. Upload your most pleasurable moments with the exclusive Instagrunt app. Perhaps the greatest feature of PLD's latest gadget is the all-new hands-free mode featuring patent-pending Propecia Niqua technology.
Say what? Ain't nobody told me about this. I ain't going to nobody's ass.
Off. Headed to church? Simply ask Propecia Niqua to engage discreet mode. That's right. You'll get the full glorious satisfaction without rattling the church pews. Just because the iDando is small and compact doesn't mean it can't pack a punch. With the added rectum Richter wrecking vibration mode, you'll feel the power of an earthquake up in your Hershey core. When engaged, the iDando has three separate vibration settings: Irving, California, and Indonesia. Order your iDando now and pay only $599 with a 10-year non-negotiable service contract. Warning: the iDando is not available in Irving, California, Indonesia, Hawaii, Yellowstone Park, or any other location with tectonic or volcanic activity within the past 3 million years. Another fine product of PLD Inc.
PLD is a bunch of shit eaters.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
This one?
Yep.
The iDando?
Yep. It has taken the place of the Star Wars one.
Of the Dando Calrissian?
Mm-hmm.
Not for me. Forever Dando Calrissian.
I got money that says Kenzie doesn't even know who Carlos? Billy Dee Williams, the character.
Lando.
Yeah,
Calrissian.
Lando.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay.
That super famous guy from Star Wars.
Yeah. But you like the iDando better.
I do. It's hilarious.
Have we done another one since Kinsey's been here last?
I think it's just the iDando.
Yeah.
Did you hear the bubbling Dublin Dando?
Well, for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
We won't play that one. You hear Billy the Kid's latest beer spot?
No.
Okay.
Got a new endorsement.
I'm going to play you the unedited version first.
Okay.
See if you catch on before I play you the edited version.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? It's Billy.
Okay, that's the wrong one.
Hey, what's up? It's Billy the Kid. Now, spring break is here, and summer's right around the corner. Everyone knows that the best way to relax is with a nice, cold, refreshing beer, right? That's why I'm here to tell you about my choice when it comes to beer. Big Lager Beer. Yep, Big Lager Beer is dark, smooth, and it hits the spot. After drinking a couple of these, I always feel lager rich.
No- oh, no.
Oh.
That's the same noise Everett made.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Hey, what's up? It's Billy the Kid. Now, spring break is here and summer's right around the corner. Everyone knows that the best way to relax is with a nice, cold, refreshing beer, right? That's why I'm here to tell you about my choice when it comes to beer. Big Lager Beer. Yep, Big Lager Beer is dark, smooth, and it hits the spot. After drinking a couple of these, I always feel lager rich. Nothing better than getting together with a few of my boys and knocking back a sixer of Big Lager Beer. Seriously, there's nothing better than lager knocking with my boys. Now, Big Lager Beer is made with the freshest Canadian
Canadian hops. That's right. Big Bugger hops are grown and harvested by real Canadians. And you should see those Canadians tear through the field of hops. And Big Bugger beer is the best beer for parties and nightlife, too. I mean, come on. Everyone knows that Big Bugger works best after dark. And unlike other beers, you'll never find our beer watered down. Nope, that's right. Big Bugger never comes in light. And even though it's delicious, it's also inexpensive. This is one Big Bugger that won't take all the money out of your wallet. So swing by your favorite liquor store and pick up a Big Bugger.
Dan O'Malley's here from the Bow Engine Show.
Not time for that story. I'm just going to set that aside to do later. I'm going to need your beep for this story.
Ready.
All right. Looking for a great novelty gift for your roommate, colleague, or even an ex-boyfriend? You can just send them a big bag of f***s. The f***s by mail site gives customers...
Did I just bleep bag or...
We'll do it again. The by mail site give customers the chance to send an anonymous package containing a 5-ounce bag of gummy weenie candies, along with a note that reads, "Eat a bag of f***s." Although company officials are touting the gift as an easy way to send that feeling to anyone in your life that deserves that feeling of sadness, disappointment, and betrayal, they stress that it's meant entirely in jest. They said the site was created to put a smile on people's faces. They write, it's not meant to be a threat or to wait a bully. If you were sending this with the intent to ruin someone's day, then maybe it's you who needs to eat a bag of f***s.
We're getting that down.
Thank you. If this sounds appealing, you'd better act fast because The Independent reports that the company's website has been inundated with orders. I saw this a couple days ago, and I who wouldn't want a big bag of f***s?
Hey, look what I got.
They finally came.
He stopped sending me roses. He finally sent me a big bag. He's been after money. Got 12 heads.
With a free base. I got to start copywriting the stuff that we say on the air.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Just imagine that on your front porch. And the
you hey. Talking about big ones?
Yeah, big bag of. Mm-hmm.
I wish you could send that the same way they do, like flowers or something, where you know it's the bag of guy on Valentine's Day.
Look, the Robertson's guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Bag of. Come in!
Oh my God!
I've always heard about these bag of. But I've never seen one. I bet we're getting married.
Yeah, just dig through all those and see if you find a ring.
I
think it's great.
See, I always thought in The Godfather, if you really wanted to scare somebody, wake up in the morning with a horse's head in your bed instead of a horse's head.
Wow. That's going to make you question your life and what you did the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I did what?
Okay. Did I bring a horse home?
Mm-hmm.
Did something happen?
Who rode whom?
Please, I hope I was a cowboy. These Italians are motherfuckers.
Researchers at the University of Arizona are conducting a study to see if a dog's saliva can help with allergy symptoms. Allergies and immune diseases like asthma are more common now, and it actually might be because we're so sanitary. We're not being exposed to as much good bacteria as we used to. Other studies have found that kids who grow up with dogs tend to have fewer allergies.
I wonder if that's why, for the most part, dogs don't have allergies. I know my beagle has slight allergies, but because they're always in it. That's going to be a Dr. Feldman question.
Yeah, I mean...
Really? Do I need to go... And do we have to take our shots tomorrow?
Yes.
We have a certain time?
Whatever time they're open tomorrow. I forgot. Alfie knows more about it than we do, and he's not even going.
I think they open at 8.
Yeah, 8 until, I want to say, noon.
So this is not like the first day where Chloe and I had to stay for 6 hours.
No, just the one.
Go in, shot, go.
Exactly.
Okay. Again, this would be a Dr. Feldman question.
Hey, do I I need to go through this rush therapy and all this allergy crap, or can I just let my dog lick me wherever?
Hmm? No, we're going to need you to come in the office.
Well, what if they lick me all over?
No.
No? I want to lick you. Like Exile?
Yeah, I know. The theory is that dogs pick up bacteria by licking things, rolling around and stuff, and being exposed to that bacteria.
Well, you know what? Actually, Dr. Feldman did explain this to me.
He helps said, kids build resistance.
As your body takes in all the allergens, mm-hmm. as it goes through your nose, ears, whatever, your body reacts differently. That's why the shots, because it's systemic. Some, for whatever reason, the body reacts differently to that, so it builds up an immunity to it. Yeah, that makes sense?
Yeah.
Getting a shot and breathing it in, as far as the body goes, are two different things.
Yes. But the body,
so it perceives it differently. So I'm going to guess the dog licking you is not really going to work. Who said it would?
It's just a theory. Researchers at a University of Arizona. So in other words, the dog brings it in from whenever it's done outside, along with the kids. They play with the kids, and then the kid just gets slowly exposed to it. Then by the time they reach adulthood, they're like, mountain cedar. Who cares?
So only kids, not adults.
Yeah, I don't think this same theory would not work for adults.
All right, that might make sense, but I'm still going to guess a physician is not going to go, yeah, let the Rottweiler lick the baby.
Start with the toes.
I was going to say start with a tongue in the hole. Think of it as like a dog suppository.
Yeah.
Plus, most people seem to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you may need some planters in your hole to get the dog in there. You know, the peanut butter?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All
right. Sorry. Thought I had to explain it.
Nope. I got you. I'm right there with you. I wish I wasn't. 53-year-old Florin Ionita of Moldova was at a picnic with his 49-year-old wife, Maria, the past weekend. She left to drive some people home. He tried then to force himself on her 24-year-old friend. She wanted nothing to do with him, so to really drive that point home, she bit his junk to get him to stop. When Maria, his wife, came back, she found him on the ground with his pants around his ankles, bleeding and screaming, and he told her to call an ambulance, and he also said, it's going to fall off. She, however, first demanded some information. He admitted he'd tried to have sex with her friend and said, I just wanted to pass the time pleasantly. Eventually, she did call for help, but she only gave vague directions about where they were and told the paramedics, no big rush.
Let's see. How does this work? No, that's not it.
Baby, it's a 911. Please help me.
Well, you're confusing me. Hang on a second. Is it 911-2001?
What?
Or 2015.
No, it's a 911. Just call the number. I'm bleeding. It hurts. It's going to fall off.
What?
It's going to fall off. Please hurry.
You scared me again.
Well, you're
scared.
Let's
see. How does this phone work? Hang on. Hello, phone. All right, the phone's not working. Let me go over here and try the PC. Computer. Hello, computer.
Sorry. See, now start trying.
I know. Florin was eventually taken to the hospital, and he's now facing up to 5 years in prison if convicted of assault.
I got no take on that one.
No, that one just kind of is what it is.
Well, you could say she made it up and decided to, but I don't know. I'm always real paranoid the first time a woman gives me,
You're afraid she's going to bite it?
Well, you don't know. It could be the whole thing could have been a ploy just to get me naked and get my thing out and go, ha-ha.
Crunch?
Got it in my mouth. Harumph.
Oof. That's it.
And there's nothing you could do. So once they bitten down, it's like, I mean, your natural instinct is going to be to hit the thing in the head or whatever is biting at you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the damage is no. You can't unbite
nope.
stuff.
Mm-mm. That's going to hurt forever.
police they caught her, dentists were able to match up the marks from my disembodied penis. The teeth marks. Ugh. She bit it so hard, it looked like she bit into cheese.
My God, that sounds so painful.
Oh, my God.
Well, here are the stories of women wrapping guys' balls and ripping them off.
Oh, yeah. Or the bar fight that happened between an OU fan and a UT fan in Oklahoma after a game. Or whatever it was. There was a bar fight. One guy grabbed the other guy's scrotum and, yeah, left him on the floor of the bar.
And these don't come off easy.
Crazy.
Man, I don't know which way to twist it now. It's like when you get confused with a bread wrapper and the little twisty thing.
Yeah, you go a few directions one way, and you're like, that's not working. You go a few the other.
It ain't
and
coming off.
No, it's like, what the hell?
Wait, he pulled all right, it all the way off?
Yeah, he pulled his testicles off. I doubt you
How
can.
How is that possible?
I honestly don't know.
If you're determined enough. I mean, really, if you think about it, the skin in that area is already very thin. So you grab, squeeze, and just rip with everything you got.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I have to turn the mics off to swear. Excuse me.
Ripped. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you said.
That's insane.
That's normally how it happens. But it's like a... whether it was justified or not, Lorena Bobbitt cutting off
John Wayne.
And I taking it out and throwing it out a window. Let him find it. Throw it on the side of the highway. They won't find it until the trash collectors come by and clean up the side of the highway. Mm-hmm. Let the BFW post find it. They cleaned this section of the highway. Hey, look at this.
And that rapper that we did the news story on.
Oh, we did the news story now.
Oh, yes. Well,
what news story did we do it?
Y'all.
What story did you do it on, Kenzie?
The show.
What was the story?
It was that the guy that rapper cut off his guy that weenie? Was on drugs and jumped out of a window and cut his... hoo-ha off.
I think he cut it off before he jumped out the window.
Well, he did.
There wasn't a decision on the way down.
Although that'd be damned impressive. I got a trick.
Well, I'm not going to need this now.
He's really bad at parkour. I don't think he's doing it right.
Actually, I got that one.
You saw the episode of The Office?
Yeah.
I knew where you knew it from.
You bounce off one thing, parkour! Do you say it when your penis bounces off of something else?
That's the part that he took a little too far.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, from one weird threesome to another. The 21-year-old man in China broke up with his 20-year-old girlfriend, June, a few months ago. Now, he's dating a 22-year-old named Rong. June was not over him. She's been harassing Rong. So earlier this week...
Did you check this out? It already sounds like a hose.
I know it sounds like it, but yes, I've checked it. I've seen it in numerous places.
Where did you see it?
Just let me read it.
Okay.
Rong is spelled R-O-N-G. So anyway, June was not over him, and she's been harassing Rong. So earlier this week,
so you got two chicks fighting over one guy.
Yes. So the guy met both of them at a park to get them to stop fighting. When they got there, the ex escalated things. She jumped into the river to see if he would save her. Wrong, though, the current girlfriend was not going to let her get away with a stunt like that, so she, too, jumped in the river and made him pick whom he was going to rescue.
Damn.
Right, Dan, this was easy. Let both bitches go.
Well.
Because, really, if you got both of them testing you at that point, let them both go.
And hey, at that point, maybe you'll get lucky. Someone else is in a similar situation. You can catch a fresh one downriver. Just stand here for 5 minutes. I'll catch a new girlfriend.
That one cuter.
He actually picked his current girlfriend. Then he called.
He jumped in.
Yeah. Then he called his brother to come save his ex.
Right, what did they jump into? Because in my mind, I don't know why, I think it's a scene from one of the Superman movies where Lois Lane jumps into the lower part of the Niagara Falls to see if Clark Kent would actually reveal himself as Superman.
Right.
I'm thinking of that. Was it a pond? Was it a lake? Was it Roaring Rapids?
They say a river. That's all I've got. So I know it's not Niagara Falls.
Do you really, if a chick jumps in, do you really even contemplate anything?
I'm really thinking at that point, if both chicks jump in, that means that river is now got two crazy chicks in it. And I think it's best just
We just change the name of the river to crazy river.
Yeah, pretty much. You own it. And I believe I'm going to go back and just, get a sandwich.
Obviously, both of you chose poorly.
Because they already
you throw into it. Do they even know? This is just ancillary. Can he swim? And there's protocol when you try and save somebody that's drowning.
For one, they tell you don't do it unless you are an experienced lifeguard swimmer, because otherwise they pull you down.
Well, that's why you've seen in movies, if somebody jumps into the river, whatever, to save somebody that's drowning, they grab a tire iron first.
Mm-hmm.
They jump in. They whack the person that's drowning. Otherwise, they're more apt to fight.
Right.
So you knock them out and pull them back to shore. Because if they fight, they can pull both of you down. And just think if you try to save both these chicks at the same time.
Mm-mm. They'll tear you apart.
Just lean in and go, hey, bitches, I can't swim.
Hey, neither one of you asked me if I could swim. No offense, but I think both of you are f***ed. Adios.
Yeah. At that point, you turn, go, you call the police, say, there's two crazy bitches in the river, and you just move, because they'll find you.
Number one.
Yeah. Anyway. You know how backing in to parking spots drives you up the wall?
I don't like it because, read the story.
Okay. It's called Front Wheels Out. It's also called back-in, head-out, or wrong-way parking, whatever you want to call it. Even in Hawaii, drivers seem to back into their parking spaces more than any other mainland counterparts. And while some people say it's safer, it drives others crazy. There's a theory that the exercise is in delayed gratification, doing the hard part upon arrival and saving the easy part for the exit.
And see, to me, if I were doing like a job interview, that'd be one of the things I would ask. What do you do when you pull into work? Do you pull in forward or do you back in? Because to me, if they back into it, that means you're more concerned about going home than getting to work. And you ain't getting the job.
And then I think Everett, when you brought that up at one point, said, well, it may just be that it's a safer way to leave the parking spot. And that's what that story says. Is it's safer because you maybe have a blind spot when you pull out, when you back out.
People are still going to see somebody backing out and stop. And probably the only reason I ever noticed it is nobody on this show has ever backed into a spot coming to work, because I see everybody's car when I come in and back at CBS. The only person that ever backed into a spot, I'm going to finish the sentence, was
JD.
Thank you. Which means he was more concerned about leaving than getting into work. And who was right?
No.
Who was the one that just had people take over different duties, and he was okay with it?
That's JD.
Right, you can't read. Can't do show prep. Everybody takes over those duties. Then you end up losing a gig, and then you play the victim. Well, he was mean to me in the hall. Because you were a dipshit.
Speaking of interview questions, Mashable put together from Glassdoor.com the 10 weirdest interview questions that they heard about this year. And it's not the standard ones that you hear from Google, like, why is a manhole cover round? These are actually different ones.
Okay.
Who is your favorite Disney princess?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm going like from 10 to 1. I don't know if they're necessarily ranked, but I'm just going that route.
What's the question?
Who is your favorite Disney princess?
Gavin Spittle.
Someone from CBS just spit something out their nose. Number 9, how many people flew out of Chicago last year?
4 and a half.
Okay. Expound at all on that? I mean, it's an interview.
4.5 plus carry on.
Number 8, if you had to unload a 747 full of jelly beans, what would you do?
Review my career choices.
I actually put some answers out the side of these myself. I even on that one, I put quit.
It's the same thing. Yeah. It's like, all right, I'm unloading 747.
Yeah.
I'm unloading a jumbo jet full of jelly beans. I'm going to go back and find my career advisor and kick her right in the because there's no way.
Yeah, maybe it's time to call Lincoln Tech. Number 7, how would you describe the color yellow to someone who is blind?
It's yellow. It looks just like yellow. Plus, what's the point?
I've got 6 more.
Go ahead.
All right. What did you have for breakfast?
Porn.
Number 5, if you had a machine that produces $100 a day for life, what would you be willing to pay for it today?
$8.50.
Number 4, who would win in a fight between Spider-Man and Batman?
The one with a car.
And an inheritance.
Or the one with a job.
Yeah. Number 3, if you woke up to 2,000 unread emails and could only answer 300, how would you choose them?
Delete them all.
Number 2, what is your favorite 90s jam?
Smuckers.
And finally, what would you do if you were the one survivor in a plane crash?
I'd f*** all the hot chicks.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:36, another check on traffic. Al Decoy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. Let's get started off in Dallas. Let's go south.
I almost took a caller instead of you.
I'm sorry. I don't know why the hell the thing hung up on me when I put myself on hold.
I hit line 5.
Oh.
Radio. Traffic's bad. There's crazy crap all over the place. People driving like monkeys, zoo-hoo. I got nothing else for you. Running out of bed.
All right, sorry. Let's go Dallas, southbound 112, Walton Walker at 30. Accident blocking the left lane. Northbound at 30 is also jacked up. That's backed up from Jefferson Davis going north. Southbound, you're completely stopped back from I-35. It's an hour delay. Take another way.
Jefferson Davis, south right again.
And in Grapevine, southbound 121, right at 635. A truck lost an axle blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Bass Pro. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate traffic tip line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Cloudy tonight, 56 for a low. Tomorrow, rain and a high of 64. Right now, 55 degrees. And 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight. But I can never believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Now.
Every time we play this bumper or mention somebody else, I feel like I need to go tell Merle.
You cheating on him?
Sorry, man. You know, it's like when you date a chick and you cheat on her. You don't know that. Date a chick and you cheat on her, and you're really excited, and you get home after screwing the new chick.
You almost tell her.
And you want to tell the new chick, guess what happened today? this chick that I've been wanting to for months. But, what's on Netflix?
That is terrible.
That is bad.
It's sort of terrible, sort of a compliment because you want to tell her because she's your best friend, but you don't want to.
You just cheated on her.
I know, but you still have the relationship.
When you're excited about something, you want to tell her, especially when she probably asks you every day, "How was your day? Tell me what happened." And you're
finally, you're not going to believe.
You got something to tell her.
Yeah. That hot brunette at the station that does mornings that's married to that guy that carries rocks. I finally got to play with her knees.
And then you just realized, oh, yeah.
I stopped by In-N-Out. They're right. Those are good. Mm-hmm. The Smash Burgers at the other place.
Mm-hmm.
Are the dogs here?
Alfie says line 8.
Mark just called. He's downstairs right now.
Oh. Do you want me to talk to him?
Yeah, he's very apologetic.
What's the matter? Mark.
Yes.
What do you want?
Oh, I'm downstairs.
Oh, good.
Downstairs in the lobby.
You know where the show is?
I sure do.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me about the dogs and the phone?
Oh, the phone right now?
No. I'll send Alfie to get you.
Okay, thanks.
That's okay.
Traffic was a bear.
No. Everybody's got a story. Kenzie called 911 because somebody pooted.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Russ.
That's not entirely inaccurate.
Well, there was a stench.
You called 911 because something smelled funky.
I thought it was a...
dead body.
Yes, I did.
Is this it? We're out of vodka?
Hang on.
You have something under the console.
I think so.
Oh, he's got his backpack.
Oh. Well, there's still enough here for me to...
The other day, there was a box full on my desk.
A vodka?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
It lasted a couple of days.
Yeah.
I don't thought so, no.
You don't have anything?
No.
We have other stuff?
We have that stuff that you watered down.
Yeah, did you drink all that whiskey that was in that etched bottle that I gave you of mine?
First of all, nobody knows what you're talking about.
There was a bottle of whiskey that's mine and I gave to you.
Somebody had etched with your name on it.
Yeah, but that's really irrelevant.
I didn't drink yours. I drank Kenzie's.
Yeah, he drank mine.
But
you
don't
drink whiskey.
I don't drink it all, but I wanted to keep the bottle.
He had the bottle.
But I wanted it filled so it looked cool, and you had to go and drink it.
Fill it up with soda.
Oh,
apple juice.
I thought you did refill it.
I didn't refill hers.
No.
I drank part of Chloe's. A listener dropped off 5 etched bottles with the RMS logo on it and everybody's name on it. I ran out of whiskey, so I go around the building, as alcoholics do.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if there's anything in here. Chloe left his bottle sitting out. Bottle of Jim. I drank half of it. Then I filled it up back, the rest of it with water, so he couldn't tell.
Oh, I could tell.
Why didn't know I was f-ing drunk?
Fucking, it's like, looks like watered down tea.
You're lucky it was just water.
But yeah, it does look, it did. That's what I first thought. I thought he pissed in his bottle.
At least he filled yours back up.
You don't drink. Yours didn't even have your name on it. It said Old Roy.
Well, still, I would have drank it at some point. I would have enjoyed it.
Old Roy.
And drank it happily. Ow. Oh, I'm right.
There's
I'm
a lot of
entire.
What did you just say to me?
You drank my whole bottle.
Who are you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What?
Let's think food chain.
You're at the top of the food chain.
Uh-huh.
But you took my gift.
So? Would you have gotten the gift had it not been for me?
That is some
sick logic, man.
You want some of this?
Oh, she's all yours. I got dogs. Come on, guys. Come on
hey,
in.
Dan.
I got puppies.
That really scared me for a minute, Russ.
Look,
I'm
Russ,
not,
dogs.
That look you gave me, at first I thought I was in the big jam. Ooh, my little baby heart's like... I'm nauseous.
You know, if she ever dies from SIDS in here, they're going to blame us.
Yes. Yeah, we're all going to be investigated.
What happened to Kenzie? She got between the filing cabinet and the wall and died. Weren't you watching her when it happened? Yeah. Anybody do anything?
We
thought about it.
We actually thought it was going to be for the best.
Bigger picture.
Yeah, it's better for everyone.
Hi, Mark.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Russ.
These dogs are cute.
What do you got?
We got a couple great ones today. We've got Annabelle and Palmer are with us today.
All right.
And we'll start with, I don't know, we'll start with Annabelle. Annabelle's the black female, 38 pounds, German Shepherd mix.
Come here, baby.
She's mostly...
Annabelle?
Yeah, Annabelle.
And we had treats.
Got it. All right, good.
Annabelle was wandering the streets, ended up at...
the Rip Griffins.
Right. And ended up in local shelter. The shelter got overcrowded. She got put on death row, and we rescued her the day she was supposed to be put down.
You're right. She just looks like a small...
A very compact German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's mostly black. Got the German Shepherd kind of brown undertones kind of on her legs and underbelly. And
obviously, for the most part, the black with the lower brown on the legs, mm-hmm. that... To me, that's more indicative of a shepherd. She didn't really have the markings on the face, but...
But the body is definite shepherd.
Just hairier in there smaller. And probably the trucker.
Or two.
She's in a foster home right now and has really come out of her shell. She runs around in circles in the backyard. She loves to go on...
Is that healthy?
Well, that's just what she likes to do.
Okay.
So. She likes
to... I'm free! Catch me now!
Oh my God, a back rub started.
She likes to go on walks, but she can also chill and just kind of hang out. So she's
all right. Now you sound like a Match.com profile. Well, uh-huh. Is that exactly what you're thinking?
Yep. You know what I love? I love a nice night out, but at the same time, I don't mind curling up on a couch with a movie.
That's actually her perfect description.
You know, going out is fun, or just sitting at the house and licking my own is nice. I like to relax.
Yes, that's describes her.
Okay.
So, but sometimes we have active dogs, sometimes we have laid back. She can go both speeds, so she's excellent. The other dog we have here today is Palmer. And, Russ, you got to feel Palmer's coat. Palmer is just your fingers.
You're a stitch.
Yeah, I know. Your fingers will just sink right into him. He's just got the softest coat.
The way he's sitting, it looks like he's trained. He looks like trained police dog, you know, that stance they take when they're at attention, but yep. They're sitting. That's the way he looks.
He's a lab shepherd mix. I forgot to mention that. 55 pounds. And
almost all white. Ears are
white and cream. Yeah, got a little bit of dark brown on the ears. Very awesome.
Does he know his name?
Yes, he does. Palmer.
Palmer, here. Here. Palmer, come.
So,
see, now here we have a classic battle. This is a power struggle.
Let his leash go.
Palmer.
Palmer. Here. Down. Up.
All
right.
Attack.
Hey.
Palmer won.
I think Russ lost a finger there.
I walked over there.
Yeah.
He goes, I ain't walking over there for a treat.
Why don't you bring the treat over here, yeah, white man?
Yeah. What do you think I am, a dog?
Palmer came from a lot longer place than most of our dogs, all the way from Amarillo, was in the Amarillo shelter and was scheduled to be put down, had kennel cough, which is the, you know, the dog equivalent of a cold, respiratory infection, and there were volunteers at the shelter that were pleading him out all over the place, and we just couldn't say no to him when it got to the day of, so we pulled him. There was a transporter that transported Palmer from Amarillo to...
A transporter?
A transporter. Well, I mean, it's what we call them.
They're, okay.
Yeah.
He means a covered vehicle.
And not Jason it's not, Statham.
Well, it's not like he walked into a transport and then beamed.
Gotcha.
I got it.
Yeah, it's a rescue term. Anyway, so got to Dallas. It's cured of the respiratory infection. Kennel cough's long gone. Palmer is healthy. And like I said, his coat is just amazing.
Oh, I forgot to touch his coat since we're big on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Palmer, sit. Good boy. Oh. Sit. Look at bud.
He's trying to eat his hand.
No food in there. I'll tell you what. Eat that.
So
he's a little snippy with treats, but
he's just excited.
And get over that.
He is excited.
Annabelle was better with treats.
Yeah, and Palmer is excited because Palmer is normally actually more laid back than Annabelle. It's the first time these two have met, by the way, and they just hung out in my car and took naps with each other. They were just like cuddly, almost boyfriend.
What do you think?
Well, if they did, I would guess it'd have to be doggy.
I think it'd just be them. Let's just do our style.
Well, they've both been fixed, so there's only so much fun they had, I'm sure. But anyway.
Hey, good news. Don't need condoms.
So,
okay. No, that was insightful.
The website.
We'll be back.
Website
is
pausascity.org.
Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coys and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by NCAA March Madness. Let's get things started off in Dallas. Southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, right at I-30. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is completely stopped back from I-35. About an hour delayed through that. Same accident has the northbound lanes jacked up right there at 30. That has traffic backed up back from Jefferson Davis. Still in Dallas, northbound 45, right at I-30. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Last one in Dallas, northbound 67, right near Polk Street. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Loop 12 and Ledbetter. Move into Hearst, westbound 183, right at Precinct Line. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's completely stopped back to the Bedford Road. Half-hour delay through it. And finally, in Grapevine, southbound 121, right at 635, a truck lost an axle in the center lane that has traffic backed up back from Bass Pro. Listen to Skull, Monday morning at 725 for the BFD 2015 announcement. Details will be online at KEGL.com shortly thereafter. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Live from the Weather Center inside the studios of KEGL, Chief Dan O'Malley, equipped with the handheld Thunderstrike Severe Storm Tracker Hyper Tablet 5 Billion Series 4 Mark 12 2.5.
Eagle weather brought to you by Sleep Experts. Cloudy tonight, 56 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, rain and a high in the mid-60s. Right now, 56 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Alfie, people were on hold through the entire dog segment just to argue about backing into spots?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
They require us at the department to back in when we arrive.
What department?
The pull-through part. The Texas Department of Transportation.
Okay. That's more of a procedure of emergency preparedness.
Right, but it's safer when you arrive because you're more aware of your surroundings to pull in and back in then than it is to back out when you leave.
No, that didn't make any sense. I don't care what they tell you. You take the time to back in, to me that means you're more concerned about when you leave as opposed to getting into work.
No,
now, if they're fire trucks are parked face out. That's for a reason.
Right.
Their reason for doing it is the same as your justification for not doing it that way, because by doing it means you want to leave in a hurry. So if you park that way at work and you're not a firefighter, then you're concerned about leaving in a hurry.
Right. But it has cut down more than 50% on the backing accidents that we've had statewide.
I'm sorry.
I hate to say it, but I think you're wrong.
Well,
you're not wrong.
You can, but you're also that backing out of a parking spot, it's okay to be going in the wrong direction because you have to back out.
Right, yes.
But if you pass the parking spot and back up, now you're going in the wrong direction, and technically you could be ticketed if it was on the public street.
I'm with Russ on this one.
That just shot. The one thing.
Mean.
To blow up your argument is to get Kenzie to support it.
Wow. I had your back, fool.
I know, bitch.
All right, see if I ever have your back again, slick.
Is anybody with me on this? I just know when I see people backing out, it takes longer for them to get into the spot because they have to pull forward and then back in.
Yeah.
And for me, it seems like it would just take longer because you're having to watch almost both cars on both sides.
For me, it takes less time to back in than it does to
pull. Are
you
back
in.
Into your spot?
Yeah.
Whoa.
No, you're not wrong about J.D. Ryan being an apathetic loaf. But
thank you for phrasing it that way.
It's all right. But in my truck, I have a tighter turning radius when I'm backing up than I do when I'm pulling forward. So it's much, much easier for me to back into a spot or to pull through than to...
So there's no way for you to pull forward just a little extra. I know what you're talking about. Pulling into a spot, pull forward just a little extra than you would in a car, and then cut the wheels to pull in.
It's much harder
to... Does that make sense to anybody?
I'm not sure. No.
Well, sometimes you if you've got a longer vehicle, mm-hmm. you may have to back up a little bit. But you pull forward a little bit further than you would in a car.
To make a tighter turn, yes. To make a U-turn, something like that. I'm not good at that, and I trust my side mirrors more than I do looking over the front edge of my truck.
I'll let you get away with it only because you work.
I was going to say, I think it depends on the person. If you know the person ahead of time and you have an idea of their work ethic, you might be able to put aside how they park.
Also here, I'll go out of my way to find a spot that's easy to get out of because if, for instance, we need to go make a liquor run, I need to get out and back as quick as I can.
In that situation, that would be approved not only by me but by most fire departments.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get out as soon as possible.
That's right. Whether you're going to put out a fire or going to restock hard liquor, you a first responder.
The host is sober.
What?
Code 3.
No. The Dalmatian, let's go.
The only reason I've ever noticed it is because JD is at the end of his tenure with the show. He drove a great big black truck,
mm-hmm.
and he backed that in. There may be something with that with larger vehicles, but he also drove really small cars, even smaller than my Challenger,
really?
That he would also back in.
So he was just a backer.
He just liked to be ready to go home.
Yeah.
And again, my perception is you're more concerned about getting to the house than getting to the job.
So what if it's an open lot, there's none of those little curb things in front, and you just and the totally open, no one's in it, you pull through.
Like in a grocery store parking lot?
Yeah, and you just pull all the way through. Because
okay, technically, you're going in the wrong direction when you leave, but I've done that. But then again, I'm not going to work. Now I'm thinking about my convenience.
Yeah.
Not about, to me, it's just a sign of, it's a question I would ask. When you come into work, back in, pulling forward.
Yeah. Yeah. To you, it's a sign of possible laziness. Whereas I think it was Everett that said he sees it as someone who likes to plan ahead.
Planning ahead, not worrying about what you're about to go do.
Right.
But what's going to happen after you do what you do that you didn't do so well.
Very nice.
Thank you. Alfie, really, we're going to kill the last part of the show with this?
I can get rid of him.
He says, I live traffic?
He used to work for TxDOT, and now he is a traffic manager on the 635 project.
Okay, so he's not lying.
Yes, Tommy.
I could argue this point for all day.
Let's start with, yeah.
Okay, if you're backing into a space, okay, we've been trained with it. I used to work for TxDOT, too. I worked for them for 13 years. I'm also one of the traffic managers on the LBJ projects. So traffic's my business.
Hey, you know, I wouldn't use that on my resume, the 635 project, but go ahead.
Anyway, if you're backing into a spot, you've already pulled up and you've already cleared yourself. You know there's nothing there. And if you're backing out of a space, sometimes there's a big vehicle on either side of you and you can't see. around you. But
okay, well, hang on. You said sometimes, so that's going to be a case-by-case basis. So if you do it one way all the time or the other way all the time, then your argument is moot.
Well, I've been trained to do it, for one.
Who trained you? Who is it? What's his name?
TxDOT. Yep. It's a big deal. It does cut down on backing accidents. He's totally right. 50% across the state. And just backing in all the time. Because if you're backing out, I don't care what car's next to you, you can't see as well as you can if you're facing forward. Next time you're facing forward, back into a spot and look. Tell me if I'm wrong. A lot of people don't realize what they're doing when they back out. And there could be a little kid running across.
That will be the only instance I'll acquiesce, is if you're backed into a spot, let's say a parent backs into their driveway.
Yeah.
As they pull forward, if they backed in, they're going to see a kid in front of them, even though they should make sure the area is clear. You're responsible for that vehicle regardless, if it's pulled in front, back, sideways, perpendicular. Doesn't make any difference.
Absolutely.
You're still responsible, but you're right. If you back in, you're more apt to see a child in front of you and not run over your own kid.
And to me, that's being responsible when you drive, is doing the right thing.
I think being responsible is paying attention all the time. Not just when it's convenient for you. You're not going to win this one. I hate to argue with a government official.
You know how long
you want me to stick my fingers in your pee hole? I can do it. I can stick my fingers in your pee hole. Guy emailed me, said he was pulling through In-N-Out Burger yesterday when I was arguing with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I was going to stick my fingers in their pee hole. And they heard it. The speakers he was ordering.
Oh no.
You're gonna do what?
It ain't me. I just want two In-N-Out burgers.
I just want two animal style.
And no lemonade.
No.
Mm-mm. The pee hole thing is not code. Turn down the radio. I turn down the radio when I pull up an order.
I do, absolutely.
Oh, especially this show.
No kidding. Yeah, I change the station. I switch to WRR.
I left my radio sitting on the corner with some feller.
Hold this. I'm going to the drive-thru.
Alfie, line one, really?
Yep. People are passionate about this.
They're required to back in to their spots by whose standards?
Their company, I guess some sort of safety thing. There have been a couple people from different companies calling and say that their company requires them to do that.
You know what? I'll go this far with it, just to be open-minded. If a cop calls, tells me, there's a safety aspect to it, fine. But again, 99% of the people pull in forward for a reason. And if you pull forward and you start to back in, again, you're going in the wrong direction. Backing out of a spot, cop's not going to write you a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're parallel parking, and instead of pulling it forward, you pull up and back into it.
Right.
Which really is the way you're supposed to parallel park.
It is.
Technically, you're going in the wrong direction. And if somebody comes up, they decide they want that spot, and they're behind you, you lose.
Nope. No, you don't. Because you're doing it.
No, I saw it on Seinfeld.
I don't give a damn on Seinfeld. If you try to sneak in behind a spot when I got my signal on and I'm clearly trying to commandeer this parallel
spot.
First
of all, I don't know which way you're going. You got your turn signal on.
Yeah, my turn signal is on towards the spot that I'm taking.
I don't know that if you pulled it forward past it.
You should know that just by basic principles of driving.
Am I your wife?
No, you're a stranger in a car behind me who's trying to snake
exactly.
into my spot.
How should I know if I'm a stranger?
When I get out of my car and yell, "That's my spot!" And then I say, "Thank you for leaving. This is mine."
Thank you for not drawing down.
Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Open Carry.
Thank
now
you for
me,
not.
Now, me, open carry means I can walk around with a beer in my hand.
There's actually, I saw it on Facebook yesterday. This, state of Georgia has an anti road rage campaign commercial, PSA.
Open carry beer, not guns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is it?
A guy, it's like a road rage incident. Some guy gets cut off by a Mercedes. Guy gets out, starts yelling at the car, "How dare you, blah, blah, blah," slaps the Mercedes a couple times. Then the car door of the Mercedes opens. Out pops Vander Holyfield.
I've seen that.
Yeah. And then the message comes up, "Don't road rage. You never know who may be behind the wheel."
Or what's behind the wheel.
Exactly. And he
it could be a monster.
Yeah. And Evander gets out of that car looking like all over. He was about to face Tyson again. Except he knows he's going to win this. Look at that little white man yelling at me. I believe I'll introduce myself.
Damn, that sounds racist. They were road rage because there could be a black person behind a wheel.
That's not what the message was.
That's exactly what you said.
No, the message is...
All of a sudden, this big black man gets out of the car. Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I said it when Evander Holyfield gets out of the car. It has nothing to do with
the
color.
Well, why bring the color into it?
I don't think I brought his color into it.
Yeah, you said black.
I said the white driver guy.
Okay. White means what? Tiny, white?
Yes, this man was tiny
weak.
And white. Yes.
I know it means pokey.
Also pokey in this instance, yes.
Had you been speedier, you would have had that encounter with that large black man that just got out of that car. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to get your ass whooped.
Bet you could just hit his Mercedes. Called him all sorts of names.
Maybe next time you think of speed as opposed to safety.
Yep.
Alfie, I'm not talking to these people. It's against policy to pull in for... Who said it's against... That's a cop?
That's a cop.
He said he's a cop.
He says he's a cop.
You've had him?
I don't know how to.
When you said hands up, what did he say?
I won't shoot.
All right, you're not a cop. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, man.
What city?
Man, you know I can't give you my city, but it's our policy that we...
Well, I don't know if you're a cop. What's a cop code word? What's hey, cop code word?
Hey.
What's a cop code word?
You want to take the stairs or the elevator?
Cop code word.
That's actually pretty good.
That means Farmers Branch. Go ahead.
It's actually our policy that if we don't back a car and we can get rode up.
A squad car or a squad or personal?
Oh, squad car. So if you'll notice all the squad cars at the police department, they're all back
I get
in
that. That's that a, those are emergency vehicles. They need to be pointed out. It's like my Batman uniform at home. The boots are pointed out. Now, your personal car, did they tell you, all right, you have to pull in forward or back in?
No, but you do it out of habit because you don't
okay.
want to get
what but they didn't you know? Tell you that your personal vehicles, you back them in because that's safer. It's just the emergency vehicles.
Like the fire
it's
truck.
Just something that all cops do just out of habit.
I get that because when you get in a car, normally if you're in a hurry, you're in a hurry.
Yeah, you want to leave quickly.
Absolutely.
All right, so that doesn't really work what we're talking about. You're not around the building right now, are you?
No.
Okay, bye. Who wants to go? I really didn't think... This is like one of those wipe sitting standing things. I never thought there would be some divisiveness. I just... Anytime I see somebody backing in, especially if you're behind them, it takes longer for them to back up or pull forward and back into the spot.
That annoys me. Because now you're just making people wait because you want to take your time parking. What you should do in that instance, to be considerate, to be a nice human, pull in forward, let the traffic behind you pass, then pull out and repark however you see fit.
If you really think safety is an aspect, that makes sense. If you're just more concerned about getting home as opposed to getting to work, then it don't work.
Yep.
I can't help you. And Kenzie's with me on this one.
That's right.
You were earlier.
I still am, despite your reaction.
Just because I said I was doesn't mean anything.
I do fully agree with you on this one.
All right. You want to watch movies this weekend? I like the one Sunday you came over.
Sunday. I can't tomorrow. I can Sunday.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
You got anything on tap that you think she needs to see that she hasn't yet? Has she seen Coming to America yet?
No.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Blazing Saddles.
Did we watch that?
No.
What did we watch?
We watched Bubba Hotep.
That's good.
Leprechaun.
Really?
Elvis videos. Jerry Lee Lewis videos.
Okay, maybe another actual movie and less on the, I'd say Coming to America or Blazing Saddles.
But Hotep was good.
Oh, Hotep's phenomenal. That was a great start.
Yeah.
But then it went downhill with all the music.
Well, we got sidetracked. Elvis, Well, you know, what do you do? All right. So we started looking at Elvis stuff on YouTube, and then you get off to Jerry Lee Lewis. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got off into the leprechaun thing? I don't know.
Yeah. Would it be
Merle?
Merle, of course.
And we started playing Merle.
Would it be fair Merle. For obviously Kenzie to watch one of your movies, Russ, or one of our movies, and then her to have you watch a current one that she likes?
Hell no.
Hey.
You might like it. I don't even know what she would say.
SpongeBob goes to camp.
Does he?
I don't know. No. If Vern did, he did.
Yeah. And when Vern did, it was awesome.
Do you like scary movies?
Yes.
I would make you watch one of my favorite scary movies.
Which is?
Oh, I don't know yet. That's going to be...
I do know what my favorite is.
I'm sorry. I have a bunch.
Nobody has told me what my favorite scary movie is.
Not yet. I'll
know when I say it.
I have a bunch.
Well, pick one. Come
the
on.
The new Halloween.
Rob Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. John Carpenter, who did the original, said he was okay with, in fact, Rob Zombie called Carpenter. Only because I've seen documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with it if I do it? He goes, well, yeah. If you're going to use a version of the theme and the movie and... What else do I own?
Yeah, and based on me?
Oh no. Don't use any of my property that's licensed.
Right. Rob Zombie's Halloween based on John Carpenter's Halloween. Yes. What? Make away, my son.
He did say he was okay with it.
Yeah. Besides that one. Another one?
Have you seen Black Christmas? Oh, God. I
have not.
I'm turning my
mic off. So what makes that movie so scary?
Oh my gosh. It has nothing to do with that.
Is it a Tyler Perry movie? Is that what's so frightening?
Oh my goodness. Did I really just do that?
Who starred
to myself?
In it? Was it Jingo Crosby?
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna wrap this microphone cord around my neck.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
No, I wouldn't.
It's happening.
Could you pull your titties on first?
No.
Okay. The scariest thing I've ever seen.
You know, I
it was like scary. It was like Gary Busey and the Buddy Holly story. I thought he was a vampire. With those teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. We'll pick something we can watch on Sunday.
Okay.
We can relax some. I'll bake, cook, whatever you want.
Okay.
Bring me something nice. Bring me some citrus.
I'll bring you citrus and a 7-Eleven pizza.
Okay.
Sounds like a good Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I can normally be bought off of the 7-Eleven pizza.
Sausage
especially
and pepperoni?
If you just walk in and you go, hey!
I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a Diablo pizza and a
Jack
and Pepper.
It's just the fact that 90 seconds later you walk out mm-hmm. with a pizza that probably would have paid at least three times mm-hmm. price if you ordered it for delivery.
Yep.
I got no interest in 7-Eleven, but I've had them on nights I do not feel like eating soup again. I had it with soup. I want something with fat. I want something that's chewy. I want something with carbs. I want something with meat. And sure to eat not a chick, I'm eating pizza. I'm sorry, chick with a yeast infection.
Oh, my God.
Those are the ones with carbs.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm.
Carbs tonight.
You can find us all on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Hey, you want that Atkins diet? Because I got a yeast infection.
For more information on the pets brought up today by Paws in the City, go to their website, pawsinthecity.org. Also, they will be at Whole Foods in Dallas on Abrams. That's the Whole Foods in Lakewood. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information on 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. For more info on Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com.
Uh-uh.
cut this part of the show out.
Rodney Anderson is up next. Leave it all in.
See you guys later.
The Metroplex.